Very romantic. Very sweet.
Valentine's Day. Beautiful, beautiful.
If you think that's bad, just give us 50 seconds. Kick ass! Kick
ass! Kick ass! No one's going to kick me ass.
We got more to do, Mick. We got more to do.
Yeah, Luke is very in a happy, very happy mood at the moment.
No. Oh no! You don't. You dare click on playing it yet? People. 1965. No, 1966. Neil Israel, I believe. Neil Armstrong. Neil Israel came up with Batman.
Which is sadly still the most iconic Batman thing.
Yeah, but you know, it's memorable, isn't it? 1989. Danny Elfman, not very well known, was summoned by that fucking weirdo who lives with Johnny Depp to come up with a theme for his 1989 film Batman. And we got this. There we go. Now, look, we all remember that, right?
Yeah, I don't think we need to remind the fans.
No, we do. 2005, Hans Zimmer selected by Christopher Nolan.
You always forgot his fucking name.
To come up with a new Batman theme. And it took a while to grow on me, I'll admit. But we got this. That's cool.
Yeah, that's... I mean, look, that's... It does grow on me.
I think this is a great track. Yeah. I do think it's really good. I wish he used it more, but that's another story. But 2016, people. 2016. The year we just started. Today, this morning, somehow Zack Snyder knew we were going to do a show. Because this happens every fucking time.
He must be listening, I swear to God, because every time he throws something out there,
every
man doing
time.
Wheelies.
Well, people... Today, on, what's the date?
I don't know. Sunday.
Six of February, 2016. It is 3:58 p.m. I saw this at 9:35 a.m.
And woke my ass up.
This is the new theme for...
Now, people, will your ears bleed? They will.
For that... That's that character that's been around for, what, 77 years? Something 77, like that?
Yeah.
All right, we're playing the Batman theme. Sit down. You better sit down, people, because you will have never heard such mind-bending operatic orchestral music! Do, 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 do.
I don't see much thing bad.
I fucking hate it.
It's very much like Batman the Animated Series.
It is nothing like it. It is dumb. It is just Hans Zimmer, like, or just, or some dude. With
Wait, these comments on the bottom.
Amazing. I love this song.
So man.
That Hans Zimmer could have done that in seriously on his deathbed.
He probably
in his
did.
Last 2 minutes before life, going duh, 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 duh.
You know what duh, it is? Listen to it again.
Fucking terrible. That's what it
duh,
is.
Duh, 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 duh. What's it sound like? Slow down.
What, the anime? What is that?
Oh, the fucking tiger. Listen to it. Slow down.
It is. It is. I'm sorry. I, if you're looking for the movie, yeah, good on you.
But, get out of this part.
But seriously, that is horrible. Seriously. No. I'm not. Look, we had the animated theme.
But there is. You see
it is fucking forgettable.
Haven't you seen the photos like Batman handing a dead rose flower to Marvel saying, oops, our turn now. People actually thinking that. I'm like, you have no idea, people.
People have got them.
The music. I'm not as against that music as you, because I've seen a lot of this shit already. And Lex Luthor is far worse than that music.
Yeah, I know.
The music is the least of the worries.
The music was the one thing that. Think of it, people. That's the bit of music they put on that they're proud of. What's the other shit going to be like?
I can't wait to hear Lex Luthor.
Okay, come on. How fucking lazy do you have to get?
You need to get out of the gutter, Hans Zimmer. Stop with the dark.
He did. Apparatus. Inception had a good. Not Inception.
Inception.
Thing. Yeah. Had a good score. Not Inception. Interstellar. Thank
you. But Hans
was one of the better points.
All that kind of music with the dun dun started in Inception in the trailer.
Yeah.
And it was great then. Back then. Stop doing that shit over and over again.
I think that theme is...
It's generic.
Fucking forgettable. But it shouldn't be. It's Batman.
People
like Tony and that... Like, sorry to single you out, Tony.
We will.
But like, are talking about the generic shit, like, oh, Marvel's had generic music, Marvel's had generic bad guys. Well, they could be right. Don't be proud of something like that. Don't be proud of, like, a generic piece of shit music like that.
The last good superhero movie have a great theme.
It was Dark Knight, probably.
Yeah. That's it.
But the Joker's theme was pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the Joker. I'm just talking about this as a superhero-wise. X-Men?
Forgettable.
It's really forgettable.
First Class's score wasn't bad.
No, the scores are fine, but I'm talking about like a theme where you hear it, you relate to the hero.
There's so many.
Man of Steel.
I have no idea where they give that movie that soundtrack a pass.
I've got a feeling we're going to have to review that. On spoiling of the movies. I think P1's picking it.
Well, you can review it. I don't fucking know.
I think we have to. I have not seen that movie since the cinemas, and I kind of want to stay far away from it.
Look, people. I showed Adalia that music this morning. I said, guess what this is from? And she's, Batman versus Superman. Yeah, sounds like it. And wandered off. It is fucking forgettable. Look,
it could be worse.
It's not good.
It could be 50 Shades of Black.
All right, we're going to get into that. Give this a sec. But
we are not looking forward to this movie anyway. We're not.
Yeah, but I thought Hans Zimmer, I thought the one aspect they might get all right was the
He's doing it for a paycheck. He don't care.
Why is DC so dumb to have Hans, fucking, not Hans Zimmer. Who's the guy?
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. Have his hand in every pocket and do every movie.
But that's the problem. What is Zack Snyder?
You've seen what happened with Marvel with what's his name?
Yeah, but even then, Hans Zimmer.
Josh Whedon.
Yeah, but Hans Zimmer did the theme for who?
What?
He did Man of Steel.
Yeah.
They're two different worlds. One is not meant to be as dark as the other. They should have two different fucking people doing two different themes.
Like they had with Batman Begins, and that was about the one character. Batman Begins had James Newton Howard and Hans Zimmer. This has, what is it, two people, but the other guy, Junkie XL, I hear he did Mad Max's score, but I can't remember.
Fury Road.
Yeah, the Fury Road score. Can you remember?
A lot of people rave about it, but as I said,
I can't remember.
Take away the guy with the guitar, and I don't remember any music otherwise besides that. Yeah. But it's extremely generic, but you know what, the movie's going to be generic, so who cares?
I care. I like Batman.
I do too, but Batman will live past this.
Have you watched, speaking of DC and Marvel, sorry people, I know we start very similar fairly recently.
Well, the movie's coming out soon.
Be honest, I just want to get to it and get it over and done with. Isn't that a terrible way to be? I used to get so excited about Batman films. Ask Wayne.
Batman Begins is the only movie I've ever seen alone.
Yeah?
I couldn't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I was like, finally you're going to have a dark Batman back again. I had to go to the cinema because I remember I took the day off school.
Yeah.
Fuck, I've got to see it.
Yeah.
But this, I'm like, ugh. Look, I'm going to see it. It's Batman Superman. I've got to see it.
I'm not sure if I will anymore.
You got
it. I don't know why.
You have to.
They've done no job of promoting it to me. They've done no job of saying to me,
do you bleed?
As a Batman fan, as a Batman fan to say, you will enjoy this or whatever. And
it's going to be the best.
Mistakes,
it'll be the best comedy of the year.
All the mistakes they've taken on from Man of Steel are small ones. Like, I still reckon the destruction in Metropolis and Zod, Superman breaking Zod's neck, they were small problems. They weren't even problems.
It was character.
But they listened to a bunch of people thinking that was the problem. It wasn't that.
It was the characters and the writing and the filming.
And the worst part, this is easily going to be the biggest movie there. Easily.
No, it won't.
You don't think it'll beat Captain America?
I don't know. No. I reckon this movie's going to get a shock. Oregon's going to get a shock of its life.
Do you reckon we'll get a shock? Is there any way that this movie will exceed what we think?
This movie will
probably be alright.
That's the thing. This movie will be decent.
That's it.
It's going to have major problems that are going to fuck it up.
Well, I mean, I keep hearing about, maybe they're fake screenings or whatever, but I keep hearing about that it ends with the Justice League crew coming in. I'm like, fuck, they're rushing that. If they're doing that like that. Because they'd have to. Because how are they doing, if they do Justice League after, how can they all be in it? Unless the Justice League movie is about them just going ahead and recruiting everyone. Which could be, it could be.
Marvel and that fucking mouse are a lot smarter in every way possible. They know how to market.
You tell people on the net, though. Have you seen this DC Legends of Tomorrow thing?
That looks shit ass.
I haven't seen it. People are like, oh, it's really good.
I don't watch
it. And then the last episode, they're like, actually, it was really... Did you see Dimitri's post? Dimitri, no. One of our friends from Spill People, said, they fucked up a time travel. That was shit. And, of course, people were like, oh, wasn't that bad? And then they watched it again, actually, it's pretty shit.
I am probably more of a DC person.
Me too!
You know what?
But I'm not anymore. Seriously, I'm not anymore.
DC TV is shit. You got Supergirl, Flash, Green Asshole.
People. I speak to P1 most days now.
You poor man.
And you would not believe the number of emails going back that are like between him and me that are almost like cryathons because we're remembering what it used to be like. And I said to him, we both agree, DC fucking wrote the... How could they fuck up an animated series when they wrote the template for it? Like in the 90s. In fact, not just wrote it once, didn't they write it like two or three times?
Because they pander out now to the audience.
Now it's just so... I have to believe management had something to do with it. Like the management change had just...
Oh, it's... I mean, look, they're trying to sell the kids now.
P1 sent me this fucking image of the new Justice League. It's called Batman just smiling, doing a big smile on it. I'm like, what? What?
I know the image because you see, he said, look at this coon.
His face smiling. All right, I know we've gone on a bit. People, I'll be honest, as we get further in this movie, you'll hear either in two ways. You'll hear us going, that looks a bit better. That looks
no way.
Or you'll just hear us go, fucking look at this.
I'm giving my rating for that movie now.
That was real, people.
That picked up on camera. I've gone, that's my...
That's your review of Black History Month.
That's my review of Zack Snyder's Batman versus...
And you know, I love his response, to everything, regarding anyone who criticizes Man of Steel. You just don't get me! I'm a visual storyteller!
Why does he talk like that?
Listen, mate, I'm a visual storyteller.
And he turned to Michael Caine. We're going to work on the foundations of the script first.
And at the end, he's looking at the audience, it's like Michael Caine at the end of Dark Knight Rises. I found you!
I promise Jackson I wouldn't say that. He'd be blaming everyone else.
Comes to a coffee club in Paris, I'm just hiding from him. He's looking over, I'm under the table. With Anne Hathaway.
He's talking to Bob Kane's son. It's your name too. It's all clean left of you.
Yeah,
fuck you, Zach.
I'm actually going to watch Dark Knight tomorrow. Did I say that? Because I've been going through all the Batman films. And, yeah, it's going to be depressing. It's going to be...
Why depress yourself?
I'm like, I don't know. Let's get into it. I forgot one thing I've been meaning to bring up. Have you read... You must have read this. Zack Snyder's reaction... No, Christopher Nolan's reaction when Zack Snyder asked him if he could do a Batman film. Did you read that?
No. I think Nolan, I heard about it.
Look, I suppose if you have to. It's like, if you don't do it, someone else will.
Oh, yeah, someone else will, yeah.
I could just see him on the other end, just tears coming down.
I don't think Nolan would give a shit.
I don't think he does, but... But it's funny to think that.
Because as arrogant as Nolan, he'll be like, you know what?
I don't think arrogant's Nolan.
Arrogant. He will know you aren't doing any better. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, but just his reaction. Did you read? I suppose if you have to. There's someone who's got a lot of confidence, and he worked with him.
He had no involvement in Man of Steel. I'm still convinced. I have not seen one interview with him about that.
Me neither.
I've not heard him speak about it once. not one
thing.
He did
write it, apparently.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I reckon he wrote the title, Man of Steel. There, take the rest.
No, he wrote some basic treatment, and he becomes Superman. His dad dies, fights General Zod. Yeah, I'm done.
You know what? You're joking. That probably would have been. I would love to interview. If any of us ever get to interview Nolan, I'm going to ask. Oh, that's going to be the one question. How much involvement did you have on that heap of shit, Man of Steel?
People probably by the time they hear this, probably the trailer's come out for Super Bowl. It's been an amazing trailer, and
yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's like, yeah, you're talking about Ghostbusters getting a trailer, whatever.
Yeah,
I still challenge you, P1, with that fucking shit. That movie is not going to be as big as you think.
Yeah,
and look, realistically, what are we going? It's not going to be as bad as I'm making out. You're making out. It ain't going to be good.
Well, I'm making it. No, I'm not.
Well, we think it's going to be horrible, and I do stand by that.
No, I stand my position on remake.
Yeah, I know. This is why people think we're just hating on it because it's Ghostbusters, it's ruining our childhood. No, it's the generic. Like I said to you, Paul Feig is making a chick flick. He just happened to acquire the rights to Ghostbusters.
I think the way I think of
cash grab.
The way I think of a lot of other remakes. I'm just not interested. Like, I mean, I'm interested to see in just how bad it is,
yeah.
more than if it's good. I mean, Karate Kid, what was I going to say? Karate Kid, I didn't see at the movies. I didn't see
RoboCop.
People, remakes for me change with Psycho, because it was just...
Not a remake. That was just an abortion.
Some people defend it.
No.
Tarantino does.
Tarantino's a cockhead. Like, hateful garbage, whatever.
It's not for me. People like it, all the power to him, but it's not for me. That's
Tarantino
all.
Sucks. He's always sucked. He always will suck. And I don't care what anyone comments says. He's a shit director. He is shit.
Corey versus Marlon Wayans. Oh. Topic one.
Topic one. Corey, you're a fucking pussy. You backed out of comments, and then, oh, he's not that bad.
50 Shades of Black.
God.
That's not coming out here.
At all.
But maybe we should watch it from the sound of it.
I'll download it illegally. I'm not paying to see that shit.
Corey, people, in case you know, Corey used to own Spill, who was... They know all this, but who was the sort of inspiration for all the other podcasts.
He's like the original P1. He hates that. He hates being converted. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't blame him because Corey's a bit of a fucking idiot.
Funny enough, Corey actually put a petition together, which I signed. Did you sign it?
I did, yeah.
Trying to stop Marlon Wayans from making parody films. Yeah. And Marlon Wayans responded to it.
I'm surprised he did, but I'm glad. I'm at least glad that Corey did that, because that motherfucker is so untalented. Well,
it's funny because Corey, after doing that, sort of
he banged
back
off,
down and said, "I've made, you know, he's made some good films in that."
No, he hasn't. Name one.
I saw people. This is a true story. Gina Dahlia went away on an ice nice trip, on a snow trip. And we were up there away, and we were watching, I don't know, something. We were getting into
saw Marlon Wayans.
He was there in the ice. No. Hello, I'm here to do a movie. I haven't fucking been in it.
I'm trying to play White Chicks again. Put it on the ice.
Well, funny you should mention that.
I knew it was going to be that film.
Because we were watching, I can't remember what we were watching, the news. And we were into a news story. And then my mate, who I don't know if he's such a good mate, decided to put on White Chicks. People, that's the one movie.
Was it Dean?
No, it was Lucas.
Oh, just as bad.
And we were sitting there watching it. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Like, it's the one movie. I'm like, this is not fun. This is terrible. Like, racist, horrible, terrible.
Now, if you and me made a movie called Black Chicks, painting ourselves black, turn us into women, people will be horrified.
Whatever, I do what I want.
No, I'm gonna make our me and P1 are gonna star in a movie.
I would love to see P1 dressed as a black woman.
We're
becoming a woman anyway.
No, what we're gonna do? We're gonna be playing black, Jewish, midget women, feminist women. Well, we will make that movie and insult everyone.
And you're gonna have something wrong with your voices, so you speak like chipmunks.
I reckon that movie would be a hit.
Yeah,
it'd be very controversial.
The liberals would love it. Hey, I am a liberal.
Well, Donald Trump would be in it. Talk about a fuck.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I love that. People, I'm
he
sure
lost
he,
in
look,
Iowa.
You were, he lost in Iowa. 2 days later,
He cheated! Ted Cruz! He cheated! That's
a real man's way.
He bought votes.
And you, the guy who owns $1 billion empire, didn't pay for anything.
He cheated out of me! Out of being president!
People, if you honestly ever...
If you vote him in...
Oh, you got issues.
I've seen people who are for him.
I know.
I've met people who are for him.
I know a few of them.
And...
fucking idiots.
You try not to question someone's values about that, but when they say that, I do question them. I'm like, are you just retarded or what?
Man, I could kill anyone. I still get voted in. You couldn't even win Iowa, you bald-headed prick.
I could rule the world!
But not Iowa.
Yeah.
Isn't that where from Zeus?
No, it's where Captain Kirk's from.
Oh, he's Iowa.
I'm from
I Iowa. Have had enough of you!
But you know what that means? Donald Trump could be somehow related to Captain Kirk!
They both wear hairpiece.
That's right.
Both arrogant.
Yeah. Both think they're better than they
are. Both live in space.
Both have something against Mexicans. Ricardo Montalban was Mexican.
Oh, I've worked him out.
Ricardo Montalban.
Who's his biggest fan?
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, I've worked it out. Cody Williams. He likes the open shirt look, like Khan did in Star Trek. You look at Khan, right? Always has his shirt open, showing his chest. Now, Cody, you fucking hipster douchebag, are you? Motherfucker, to do your shirt up, you drunken alcoholic. Every shot you see him in...
It starts with K?
Cody Khan?
I will lift you the way you lift me.
Buried with beer.
Cody!
Well, I'm honestly worried. I'm worried he doesn't know how to dress because he's just so drunk all the time.
Genesis is just a brewery maker.
Bottle.
It's a brewery maker. And Shatner's... No, Shatner's just wandering around drunk.
No, you can't get away. For hate's sake, I drink my last drink at me.
You think, honestly, every shot he's got his shirt open, just like Cody.
And you know what he does? He gets a bottle of tequila, puts the worm in their ears.
Oh, Cody wouldn't waste the worm. He'd be drinking that shit.
Sorry, what are you going to say? I just had a...
Oh, just about how he's always got his shirt open like Khan.
I don't take notice of Cody's chest too often.
You cannot help it. He's always got his chest out doing that. Did you see that beer thing you did? The craft of beer?
I haven't watched it yet. I did comment on it. Are we going to watch it?
We're not going to watch it. I'm just going to open it. First right. image will be that motherfucker with his shirt out. Holding a beer in his hand. Where is it? Khan, Cody, load this shit up. Where is it?
Look!
Have a look at that douchebag right there.
Beer and chest.
Beer.
Jesus Christ, he's got a lot of beer. And look,
that's 10 bottles of beer on the draw. 10 bottles of beer on the draw.
That's where he's got his thumbs up, like, yes, I'm a piss pot.
Yes, they're all empty. Woo.
I'm worried about Cody.
He's very Australian, isn't he?
He's very drunk.
Speaking of Cody,
I think he was he's either been born a woman, and the alcohol is just completely fucked. Like, people are now convinced he's gay because of the video.
What video?
The video. This video he made.
All right, I'm going to have to watch this video after we finish recording.
Either he just walked out of the closet. Then he's wearing a Batman robe. By the people.
Yeah, I figured that.
Wait, what kind of ignorant douchebag wears a fucking robe and doesn't show?
It doesn't what?
Does a show about beer and what movies she watched for beer. You fucking weird.
I want to see, you know what I want to see? I want to see Cody's reviews, like seriously, like every week or so, on every type of alcohol. He does a review on every type of alcohol. I think I'd find it informative.
Well, you mean, not even talk about movies, just talk about
nothing alcohol. To do with movies. In fact, movies are banned from that. I'd give this tequila 4 out of 5.
He should have to pick a movie that hasn't alcohol in it. He has to drink that alcohol.
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, like what's that Star Trek 6 where they drink the
Romulan ale?
Romulan ale. Try and find that.
Find Romulan ale. What was that? Repeating ourselves? Never.
No, we never do.
Yeah. Speaking of, I gotta say, P1. Yeah, I know you're listening. Clap. Oh. Yeah. That was the best movie review I've ever heard. Of Fifty Shades of Black. People, if you haven't heard it, go, fuck this. Stop our show.
Got a few controversial comments.
Don't listen to it because I just thought it was damn good. The thought of somebody dancing in a cinema. Have you ever seen that? The closest we ever came, I was thinking, was the guy on the pogo stick.
Yep.
I still remember.
Hancock.
Hancock. The week before The Dark Knight opens. This dickhead on a pogo stick, boing, and what do? You basically threaten the entire audience about it. If this happens during Dark Knight, you're all going to suffer. That's what you said. I'm like, what are the other people doing? This fuckwit's on a pogo stick. No one wanted that. Blame the entire audience.
Got to blame somebody.
I'm gonna say that was boring. I'm like, yeah, and because it was Hancock, we were like, look,
I just couldn't give a shit.
Keep bouncing. Go ahead. Will Smith doesn't give a shit, and he's in it. I think he said there was a line. Look, pal, you can keep bouncing. I've got my money.
That's why I didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
People wanted me to be speaking about Will Smith. Do you? I'm not really familiar with what Will Smith has done lately. Like with his
acting wise.
No, acting wise. Well, definitely not acting wise because he hadn't acted. Even when he appears in a movie, he hasn't acted for a while.
I was just being racist. That's why he didn't get nominated for Academy Award.
Okay. Now, one thing that he fails to bring up is that he's been, or maybe he does bring it up. Maybe you can tell me. He has been nominated before for Academy Awards.
Yes, he has.
So no, but is that why? So somehow he doesn't get nominated for this film, this Concussion, which you've got, Will Smith. but he has been nominated before for Ali.
Got nominated for Ali and the Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, it could have been that.
You know why he didn't win that? Because you're acting with a little cunt son. All right, that's why he didn't win that.
But he was still nominated.
Yeah.
I mean,
look, he's a good actor, but then you know what, you see him...
Oh, not lately.
No. Suicide Squad?
I haven't seen Concussion.
Suicide Squad looks like he's walking through that.
Oh,
he looks completely bored in that film.
He doesn't... even though I don't like Harley Quinn's lines in it, Margot Robbie, at least
she's acting.
Just give... Try.
She's trying.
Yeah.
Fucking John Courtney's trying.
But Will Smith... Yeah. And
that's me. Look, that's some...
If they can't get Will Smith for Independence Day 2... Independence Day 2.
No, you know why? Because
but they can for After Earth.
Because he's above all that now.
He's
that's
above
what shits
all that
me.
Now.
He's a fucking arrogant dick.
He's above all that. Yeah.
He's talented. And that's
his wife appears in Gotham.
Thank you.
Or what are the other movies he's done recently? What has he done recently?
Oh.
It was that 7 pounds or whatever it was? 6 pounds or fucking
he's done
10 pences or...
Oh, the last one, he was in Margot Robbie in...
Focus. Yeah, that set the world on fire, didn't it?
You know why he didn't like
and
it?
And he's with Margot Robbie again.
Again, yeah. And she's like, fuck, I can't escape this asshole.
Stop stalking me!
Now, look, Will Smith is just... He's a talented guy who I think his wife rules it. Because she's the one...
Yeah,
we're boycotting these Oscars.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Sure thing, Jada. We'll do that.
Fuck off.
You got some balls, Will.
Yeah. Well... It's funny that we haven't heard from the truly talented people, haven't we? Like Morgan Freeman, or if you want to talk about the black people who are talented, fucking Denzel, we haven't heard from Denzel.
Denzel's going, yeah, boycotting.
People who probably should have been nominated, Ryan Coogler. Haven't heard from him.
Ryan Coogler's one of those guys,
he knows.
He could have been the one who could have said, motherfucker, I should have been nominated for Creed.
And guess what? He's gotten on with it because he realized...
He just got a paycheck from a mouse. He don't care.
I bet he does a good job, too.
Yeah. I think he's... I mean, the good thing with Black Panther is I know very little about the character.
That could be good, though.
And that's why I actually... This is one of the things I want to stay away from and not really find anything. Because...
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a great director. I've seen... He's
two
films.
Of his films, yeah.
And at least... I've done like two or three.
If his music goes... Do! 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 See? I'm memorable! I've forgotten it already!
That's... that movie, it's not going to make any money.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to make any money.
You don't think it's going to make money?
Predict right now, even though it comes out in a few weeks.
Four or five weeks or something.
What do you reckon its opening weekend will be?
200 million, maybe.
Fuck no!
You don't think so?
Not even close!
So these are two cultural icons.
I don't care! You suck my balls! Why don't you get close to that? It'll get about 150.
That's about the same as Dark Knight. Considering it's been... It's fucking 7 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 8 years.
Yeah. So if you're adjusting for inflation, whatever you want to call it, it'd be about 100 million.
Fuck, that's low. No.
No, but I mean, it'll make about 150. That's
you
like,
honestly think Star Wars will make 100 million more than that on an opening week?
Yes, easily.
I don't know.
Easily.
I don't know.
Put your bets together, movie spoilers poll people.
Don't know. I'm not willing to bet on. I mean, I don't care enough about that. I think it'll have an enormous weekend, and depending on the quality. See, that's it, people. Here it doesn't have a clear road like it does in America, because here, not that the Australian film box office isn't a big
How many people have you seen?
It's opening against Kung Fu Panda here.
How many people have you seen look at the trailer and go, oh, it's pretty shit?
A lot, yeah, I admit that.
I'm talking about, you got the fanboys, you've got the dickheads whopping onto the trailer, but then any normal person watching it goes, that doesn't look very good.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I know.
That's my point. I don't think it's going to be bigger
than that. But it's not true. They could release the Super Bowl trailer, and it's fucking amazing.
Whatever. Whatever.
But I think...
You know the way I look at
you? I do think DC fanboys...
Are
you one of them?
Yeah, they're fuckwits. All of them.
I think they're...
Anyone who defends Gotham is a fucking idiot.
They're ignoring the effect horrible that last trailer had, because that last trailer was fucking terrible. I don't care what people say.
I've
seen it so many times now. It doesn't get better, it gets worse.
Here's the bet. If it makes over 150 million, over 150 million, I'll continue watching Gotham Season 2. I'll watch the whole... I
hear it gets
watching
better, actually.
Yeah, whatever.
But have you seen the look of Mr. Freeze in the new...
It
looks like one of the Oompa Loompas. Have you seen?
Oh, I've
it
seen
does
the
look
photo
like a tall Oompa Loompa.
Fucking stupid.
Like from the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It looks fucking stupid.
Another superhero movie is about to open, though.
Oh, no.
Which I think could go either way. I think box office-wise.
Yeah.
I think quality-wise, I think chances are it's going to at least be decent. At least. We're talking about Deadpool.
Really?
We're not. I thought you were talking about Turtles. I mean, what are your expectations? I actually have no idea about this movie.
Look, the one thing I'm worried with Deadpool is because he's such a loudmouth, cocky idiot, it might get annoying.
Yeah.
It really. Then again, people are saying, well, I'm one. And I'm, that's me. It's different.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
The reviews so far have been good.
Yeah. Besides Tony.
Yeah, but Tony doesn't like anything
decent
Marvel.
Yeah. Look, I think it'll at least be decent.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but you got to... one thing I will give it to Fox, they've promoted this really well.
Yeah, the marketing behind this, but who is... I mean, a lot of it's Ryan Reynolds pushing it.
He's done a good job. I mean, even the posters of me, like... It's funny, they've used... there's one I saw at a bus stop today, which had Deadpool and says, wait till you get a load of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
even the one where he's defacing the Batman vs Superman posters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen that to do that? That's weird.
No, but they're like copies. So it's not actually Henry Cavill's Superman.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still clever.
That stuff's cool. I like that.
I don't think it's...
It's a good movie, but I don't think it's going to be monstrous big.
No, but is there a chance it's good enough to steal Batman vs Superman's thunder? Somewhat. Whichever the first comic book movie is that's really good this year, because one of them is going to be really good. One of them, I don't know. Yeah, come on. But seven or eight of them, chances are one of them is going to be good.
Yeah, but I mean...
And whichever first one...
Had so many come out, though, recently.
Last year was a bit lame.
Yeah. And because Deadpool's an origin story again, how is it just going to be the generic, it's an origin story, blah, 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 blah?
I don't think so. Not this time. Because you saw it in Wolverine, anyway. I know, but that doesn't count. They're not going to retell that story again. Because
that wasn't the origin. That's the point. They fucked it up big time.
I mean, I don't know anything about it, but that's probably the best way to be. That's why they promoted it well. I mean,
look, I think it'll be good. Well, it'll be great. I don't know. But box office-wise, meh.
I reckon Ant-Man level.
About 80 mean?
Well, they're predicting 55 million in the States first weekend.
Oh, I reckon 80 million opening weekend.
Oh, really? In the States?
I reckon I have a big opening because of Valentine's Day, the whole gimmick with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it'll drop off.
But that's fine.
I reckon it'll be a decent opening.
I mean, if it makes Ant-Man money, that's good. But
I can't remember what Ant-Man made.
150, 200, something like
that. That's right.
But for a character of that size who isn't known, that's good. Yeah. Like, that's a good market. And
a bit of that Batman
stuff. Or Fantastic Four.
Oh, that, what did that make?
Oh, it didn't even clear 100.
Yeah, that movie was horrible.
That was, but don't forget, that movie had every single person bagging it, including everyone who was in it. And who made it. Even Fox were like, this is pretty shit.
But we're going to keep making them because we own them.
That's right. Roll them, because
if they don't, they lose the rights.
But, so point being, whichever comic book movie, the first good one, is going to be the... Like Mad Max was last year, where every good action film, after, like Jurassic Park was compared to that. Yeah. Fucking Star Wars was compared. Like every... it is important, which...
But Mad Max is not the best movie. No, best action movie of all time.
Yeah, well, we've been...
That's the way I feel, too.
Can you feel the love in here?
I hate fucking... Valentine's Day is shit.
Valentine's Day in Australia is becoming more popular.
And gimmick. Sell-out bastard.
What are you getting?
Nothing.
You and Jamie are going away.
This is our first... Yeah, but that's Valentine's to us. We're going away. I'm going to be driving 8 years, 8 hours or 5 hours.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
North Rock. 8 hours. Somewhere.
Up towards North Rocks or South Rocks, wherever it's called.
North Rocks, South Rocks. See, those are two different directions.
Yeah, I know!
You got a week to figure it out.
I think it's South Rocks. It's about a 5 hour drive.
I don't know what we're doing. But I mean, it's funny because Valentine's Day in Australia had... No one celebrated it up until about 7 years ago.
It is such a gimmick.
It is.
It really is.
Because it's the one day you can treat your partner well, then afterwards you go back to treat them like shit.
That's always, if you really want to be a Valentine's, make that every day and treat your partner well. Otherwise, just fucking break up. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, me and Adalia never treat each other well. I thought I'd go back to the start.
It's called marriage.
we're about to celebrate... Fucking how long together?
I'm glad you continue.
5 years.
We're about to celebrate. We're about
five.
It's been. You're lucky you finished that sentence off, though.
I'm thinking of the guy in the bloody Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That's for 5 years of hell.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, it's been 5 years. Yeah, I was thinking because I was talking to P1 about this, and I was like, okay, maybe I should bring it on the show because people probably haven't heard.
You haven't been married for 5 years.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 years.
Fucking hell, but it feels like that.
You're so
excited. Yeah, even Dali's dad's listened. Yes, yes, it has. Because you have had no children. But I thought people might like to hear how me and Adalia met. I thought, well, since it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, I don't even remember.
We met over the Facebook. We met on Facebook. And it was, we started talking on Facebook. No shit. And I was driving, my uncle had this genius idea about driving to Melbourne overnight without a rest. Now, people, to drive to Melbourne's 8 or 9 hours.
And
I did that after a day of work starting at 5 a.m. I was truly and utterly fucked. Like, really.
Mind you, our uncle does this while you're driving in the middle of the night, it's maybe 3 a.m.
And he won't let you sleep.
No, freezing cold, windows wound down to keep himself awake.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, it's freezing.
Freezing.
Don't go to sleep then. Why? Passenger seat. Why?
I need
someone to keep me awake. You're the one in the air that night. All the stars were bright. Anyway, so me and Adalia, like, are messaging each other on the phone, like, that's when we said, like, I don't know how I gave her my number. I don't know why I gave her my number. And I still don't know why she's got my number. I messaged her and I'm like, go away, I want to go to sleep.
I didn't
say it like that, but I'm like, listen, driving to Melbourne, can we talk about, it's Mickey's 30th, my best friend, it was his 30th birthday.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm going down. I'm really tired. Can we discuss this when I get back? Sure. The next week, I remember it was Friday. Friday morning, I got Star Wars and Blu-ray.
Oh, God.
Friday night was Adalia and I when we first, it was the time we first met, and it was our first date. And it went something a little like this.
This is going to be very romantic and touching, baby. Here, what it is.
We met up. I got totally lost. It was like, where are you? No shit. She was late. I was like, 7, it's 7:15, where are you? On the phone, she turned up. I'm like, bad time. I'm Natalia. I'm Luke and I'm mad. And we went to the Japanese restaurant. Man, this was a raging success. You wait till you hear people, anyone who feels lonely or whatever, thinking they won't, can't get anyone. People, if we can get married after this, anyone can. People, it was the first Japanese restaurant.
I do remember.
Yeah, you and I'd never had sake before.
Just what sake?
Sake. Yeah, Oroku sake. Never slept with Shredder before.
I think it's sake.
What? Oh, no. I've never been sucked before. in a Japanese restaurant. And what's that? What's the suicide?
They're going to offer you that in a Japanese restaurant? Jesus.
And close soon afterwards. No joke.
Well, but a surprise.
I'm so glad she's not going to listen to this. Anyway, so sake. I've never had it before. So she gave it to me for the first time. Shut up. I was like, that's pretty good. And I ended up ordering 7 glasses of this shit. And I was fucked. And I was just sitting there. And
you turned into Cody.
Yeah, no, I was just not. I was sitting there and I was, people, I don't know if you've seen the Star Wars Blu-ray, but there were some changes in it that George Lucas made. I wasn't very happy with. like putting in the no, and I was sitting there, can you believe it? Can you believe what they've changed? He screams no when he throws the Emperor into the Death Star reactor. Can you believe it? We had these old people looking at us, like I'm going off. And then, just to make things, I'm like looking at my phone. I just look at. I had a crush on Grace Park,
yeah, from Battlestar
and Summer Glau from the Terminator TV series. I'm looking at photos that have been launched, right? And I'm like, can you look at this? Just look at this. And I come over and I'm just sitting next to her. Grass is hot in that shot. What do you reckon about that shot? A bit decent. We're sitting there analysing these two in lingerie, right? And we're like, and people are like, look at us going, are they married or something? I'm like, no. And no shit. And then after that, I just wandered off. She followed me. We walked down to the, like, near Macca's. I'm just sitting there going, I can't believe he changed the rules. And then I wandered off back to her car. She drove me home. I'm just sitting there. I'm that way, I think. I had no idea. I reckon it might be that way. Like, and she's like, haven't you got a GPS? No, of course I don't. I don't even know what it is. What
you
is?
Didn't even have a touch screen.
No, not really. No, not much.
How romantic.
And I'm like, she drops me off.
Look, this is at my house.
She dropped me off. You could have parked a bit closer, seriously. No, I didn't say that. Something similar. I'm like, where do you live? Oh, 30 minutes down there. Good luck. Here's $10 of petrol. Anyway, see you later. You going to call me again? Oh, yeah. I've got things to do in the morning. I've got to get to the gym.
Amazing you two are still together.
And then, get this, people. Now, that was our first date. Second date with my ex-girlfriend. Did you? I told you about that.
Oh, God.
And no, it was one of my best mates. And somehow, she turned up. I can't remember whether he invited her or whatever, because he didn't realize I was bringing a Dahlia. And I'm like, so, what have you been up to? Yeah. Oh, I've been very good, Luke. What are you doing lately? Here's a Dahlia. Anyway. And then somehow,
after all that shit,
3 years later, we're married. Not getting married. That's true. That's all true.
Like, why am I not surprised?
It was so disastrous, we could only get married.
So just think, people, if you ever are depressed or alone,
yeah,
just see
shit like that can happen. End up married. I think we were just, you know, the thing was, we were just... It's you know the one thing I've learned about shit with all this stuff?
Shit.
About all this shit, or some romantic shit, or relationships, or whatever. It's all about time. It's being at the right place at the right time.
Hello, people. Sorry to interrupt your regular schedule of Not Worth the Kick in the Ass, but tonight, on the Valentine's Day episode, we have a special gift for you. That's right. We are giving you a chance to listen to Love Guru Man himself, Mr. Cody Williams. Please enjoy the next 7 minutes of the wisest, sexiest man on Movie Spoilers. Thank you.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Yeah, from what I can remember, I never really gave a fuck about Valentine's Day. It probably has more so to do with the fact that I was never really in a relationship around Valentine's Day. Closest thing I had to that was when I was with a gal at the time, and she surprised me the day after Valentine's Day. That was kind of cool, but that's as close as it gets for me. And that was about 2 years ago. Yay, exciting. Well, anyway, let's start off with this list of five things I absolutely despise about this fucking holiday. Number five is those goddamn heart-shaped little sweet tart candies they pass around in like elementary school or some shit like that. Those things used to be the worst, and the fact that they're shaped like hearts just to play into that cheap marketing ploy of, you know, Valentine's Day and shit makes it all the worse, because, you know, Valentine's Day is a fucking Hallmark holiday anyway, so who gives a shit? And step up your candy game, people, make it better. I know they have heart-shaped chocolates and shit, but I see those goddamn little heart-shaped sweet tarts everywhere, and it tastes like shit. I don't want to see them anymore. I don't want them in the schools anymore. I don't want them in any people's mouths anymore. Just get rid of them. Anyway, on to number four, is those goddamn love songs I hear all the time. I mean, those are the worst. I mean, there's only about, like, one love song I like, and that is Seal's Kiss My Rose and Batman Forever. And that song is way too good for that goddamn movie. I mean, way too good. And for some reason, I love the hell out of that song. I don't know why. It's a great song. But anyway, yeah, you know the usual love song, the schlocky John Mayer shit or some shit like Celine Dion. Yeah, those schlocky-ass lyrics. It's supposed to be emotionally manipulative and whatnot. Yeah, I'm not buying into that. Instead of making me feel all lovey-dovey, it makes me want to go to the bathroom and fucking vomit all my stomach contents. I fucking hate those goddamn love songs. Make them stop. And now on to number three. Of course, those fucking romance movies that come out around Valentine's Day. Ugh. I mean, thank Galactus we got Deadpool running out this year, because Jesus Christ, it would look pretty fucking bleak if we didn't have you, Deadpool. Thank you. Oh, and of course, there's also Zoolander 2 out this year as well. Yay, that's amazing. Fuck you, Ben Stiller. But yeah, anyway, I'm mostly or primarily referring to those goddamn Nicholas Sparks movies. You know, the typical romance, lovey-dovey shit that they all end in the same way. They all have the same formula. They all have the same beats. All the posters look the same. It's really pathetic and fucking derivative. And not to mention unoriginal as shit. They're all an excuse for that lucky dude to get laid afterwards. Hey, cool. More power to them. As far as, like, actual film goes themselves, and me being a film buff, a film geek, whatever you want to call me, that shit sucks and stupid, and it's a waste of time. I hate it. Get rid of it. We need more 500 Days of Summers, movies like that around Valentine's Day. You know, real shit. Shit that doesn't necessarily have happy endings all the time. I mean, I'll probably get mine one day. Well, I'm guaranteed to get mine one day, but it doesn't work out for everybody. For me, yeah, it's going to work out. For anybody else, probably not. Might be including you too, Wayne. Sorry, buddy. I deserve my happy ending, goddammit. And I'm going to get it one day. Probably when I put this bottle down, which will not be anytime soon, or perhaps ever. Man, I got some fucking issues. Anyway, on to number two. The fact that people post up all of their fucking lovey-dovey pictures on Facebook the day of Valentine's Day. Man, I get this, you're celebrating your love and all that good shit, but guess what? Cody doesn't give a fuck. Granted, I don't log on to Facebook too much. Probably like maybe once a day. Maybe? But of course, every time I log on Valentine's Day, my timeline just gets flooded with people looking all happy and love and shit. And I'm like, ugh. What? I mean, Valentine's Day holds no relevance to me, so I couldn't give a fuck less about your love life. At all. So yeah, please keep that shit away from me. I don't want any part of it. And Wayne, I already know, motherfucker. I already know you. I already know you. You soft. You soft son of a bitch, man. I know. I fucking know, man. Your Instagram, your fucking Facebook gonna be filled with that shit. You soft pussy motherfucker, you. Don't get it wrong, man. I'm happy for you. But you also make me sick to my fucking stomach because I don't want to see all that lovey-dovey shit. I really don't. So I'm just going to give you a giant fuck you in advance for flooding my timeline with you and Jamie looking all happy and shit. Fuck you both. And fuck everyone who decides to fuck with Cody Sunday this coming week, too. I hate you all with passion. You lovable assholes, you. And that brings me to number fucking one. And that is, of course, using Valentine's Day as an excuse to express your love. Really, if you ask me, Valentine's Day is the exact opposite of love. Oh, this one goes both ways, actually. Of course, all these big companies make money off of people having dinner reservations or going to the movies or buying expensive gifts or whatnot. And of course, they thrive off that shit. And men primarily are suckered into that because they have to live up to some standard or something that the modern world set upon us to follow. Yeah, fuck all of that. None of that shit has squat to do with love. You're with somebody, you celebrate that shit every single fucking day. You don't need some holiday to prove your fucking worth to somebody. That's complete and utter bullshit. And on the other side of that same coin, you have some motherfuckers who don't step up to the plate only until it's fucking Valentine's Day. And to those motherfuckers, I tell them, grow a pair, you son of a bitch. You know, where the fuck were you at the other 364, or I guess in this case, 365 days this year? Huh? Huh? Fucking MIA. Yeah, I cast you motherfuckers out with an iron fist, you low-level waste of fucking sperm. Ugh. Valentine's Day got me all riled up and shit. Ugh, great. Well, anyway, there you go. 5 reasons why I fucking hate and despise and fucking disown Valentine's Day each and every single time it pops up during the year. Ugh. So there you go, Wang. Quit fucking bothering me.
Yeah, it is. I've been with girls before, right?
I would hope so. Not men.
Yeah, not men. Who are you to talk? You're the woman. One becoming a woman.
That's according to P1. He's a black midget. So what would he know? I've worked out his father is the black elf from Bad Santa.
The small one.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Todd or something.
Yeah, I'm convinced that must be his dad.
He's from Willow as well.
I'm convinced it must be his dad. Looks like P1. Black and tiny.
I had nothing to do with this. I find it very, P1, I find it very disrespectful. Oh, we've got to congratulate.
Oh, compared to Cody, who's a Jewish, black, shirtless, drunken alcoholic.
Yeah, but that's kind of true. We've got to congratulate him on their 200th episode.
Yeah.
No, well done.
No.
What?
It's their 200th episode. It's yeah. P1's 200th episode. Cody's been there for like 50 of them.
Doesn't matter. It's still a good effort. Still, it took us 2 years to get to 50 episodes or something.
Yeah, we're busy.
You know, the one thought, I was like, congratulations, guys, for the 200th episode. I am going to go out of my way just to make sure we never get to our 200th episode.
I don't think we even have a chance.
We're not even going to get to 100.
Thinking of about 100 is still about a year away.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Because we do a show every 2 weeks.
No. Not going to happen. I reckon give it maybe 80. We have 66. Yeah, maybe 80. Maybe 80. And then we'll pass it on to the next generation.
Oh, yeah.
Dahlia. Jamie, they could take over.
Oh, God, no. They would never want to do
it. Oh, can you imagine that?
It would be a God. They'd be complaining nonstop.
The one person who's listening would stop.
P1.
Yeah, true.
Well, I'm going to be interested because now the podcast awards are going to be kicking in.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if they get nominated again because they'll be going head-to-head with Mr. Corey Coleman and Double Toast.
Oh, well, I think
you imagine if P1 lost to him. He lost to Tommy McGrew. Oh. I reckon he would close the site.
That's it. It's over. It's finished.
But look,
forgetting, I know we appear on the site and all that. Corey's show, look, I've heard both of them now. I've heard Corey's.
Oh, Double Toasted shit.
And P1 show is much better.
It is.
Like, no shit. I go, like, there's no point advertising because if you're listening to the site, if you're listening to us now, you already listen to that. But in all honesty, to yeah. P1, in all honesty, it's a fucking better show.
Like, of course it is.
It is, serious. I just.
It goes without saying.
Yeah, but. I think Corey's still a talented guy. I do.
Yeah.
This isn't me backtracking. I do. But the people he's got surrounding him. I mean,
oh, they're fucking idiots. You got a skank on there, not the one from The Crow.
I haven't heard of her.
She's just a hopeless fucking bimbo bitch. You got Ray, who looks like he's trying
Ray?
To...
Ray?
Yeah.
Is he on it?
He looks like the guy he's trying to be like Ice Cube fucking bloody NWA.
Oh, straight out of Compton. I do know the one you're talking
fucking
about.
Idiot. You got the head fucking hat backward. You fucking
do you really idea. Want that? Or do you really want... How do you want a guy who thinks he's turning into Buffalo Bill?
me, a transgender anorexic cook?
Me who's turning into...
Just weird.
Yeah, bizarre.
Black Jew, shirtless wearing alcoholic.
An Indian person whose race has been wiped out.
Oh, no. It's Sammy, she's the worst.
What?
She's the most racist, lazy cow I've ever known. Because originally, remember, I told you, I was getting the guys to do all their top five valentizing. Yeah. Not one of them got around to it. P1 has an excuse. He's busy.
Sorry to interrupt again, people, but Cody, I didn't know you'd sent me yours, so sorry about that.
Cody, I'm sure, is in some gutter, drunk off his ass.
You know what he's doing? He's telling his top five to a drain. Number five!
Talking into a drain. I've had to tell him, if you do a top five, a five best and worst thing about Valentine's, everything can't be alcohol.
He's did like, you have yeah. to warn him?
He's like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. That's the case. Z, well, he's
well,
dying.
No, he's dead.
He's all but dead. And Sammy didn't even respond. She's too busy trying to save her bloody casino from the fucking so white man or something.
Save her rose.
No, probably
is. Sammy, I'm just...
He's trying to build a casino and fucking call it...
What is that stereotype from?
What?
With the Indians and casinos.
Because they're fucking selfish.
Right. Indians casinos sell.
Yeah.
That's where it leads.
They want to... They're smart, Indians. They realize the white man took over their land, so therefore they're going to take the white man's money by building casinos.
I just sort of...
That's how my logic goes.
Oh, people, we will have a top 10 this episode. We're counting down our top 10 romance films.
Our top 10 romance. Yeah. I've kind of based it on different things. It's top 10... greatest love stories for Valentine's Day in a movie.
Oh my! I haven't even gotten there.
No. Like, I'm trying to base it on like what is the definition of a couple they're in love in a movie?
Yeah. Me too.
So it's not like I'm going to put Star Wars just for the sake of Star Wars.
Oh, Uncle Owen loves it.
Oh yeah, that worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's part of Black History Month right there. Speaking of which. Forget everyone else. Forget. Everyone's been given telling about Black History Month and all that. Well, you're old China's, me and Wei. We
White
have
History
the
Month.
Secret history of Black History Month. No,
do
don't.
We?
Yeah, we do. We do.
I don't know where we're going with this.
I had it on the topic. So the history of civil rights. This is where it started. I figured it all out. Martin Luther King. And now, this is true. This part is true.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King was a big Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
Now, one day, Martin Luther King... I apologize for whatever happened there. And Muhammad Ali were sitting there watching Steve TV. They saw Uhura, and they're like, if she's on the Enterprise, fuck, we should change this fucking shit right now. And they went ahead, and then they went out, and they started beating up white people.
And that's how Black History
Month started. That's how Black History Month started. No.
It's worse Malcolm X and all that.
He'd already done. No, actually, no. You know that speech?
I have a dream.
Yeah. The end of it was, I have a dream that Uhura wouldn't be the only black person on Star Trek. Now,
it wasn't really a great speech, though.
Oh, no.
No, it really was.
It was a good speech.
Well, I have a dream. So do I when I go to sleep.
Have you heard the rest of it, though?
Oh, no.
So you like Steamboat Willie?
What did you say? I have a dream. That's pretty much it.
Sweet. You know something? I know a lot about Martin Luther. Apparently not. About Martin Luther King.
He said Martin Lawrence.
Martin Luther King. I hear a lot about him. I don't hear much about Malcolm X.
He's been more of an extremist.
You know, when I first heard about him, I thought he was a member of the X-Men. That's when I was a kid. Give me a break.
Now, Malcolm X, I think, was more of an extremist. That's when
they always, the part of the X-Men thing was that Martin Luther King was Professor X.
Yeah.
And Martin Luther King was, Martin Luther King was Professor X. Mm. And Malcolm X was Wolverine. No, Malcolm X was
Magneto.
Magneto. Yeah. So, supposedly. No, you can sort of see it now. I mean, but I haven't actually heard the P1's Black History Month.
Oh, it's a long show,
is it?
It's good. It's a good show, but my God, it's a long.
Yeah, how long?
5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
How could you talk to each other for that long? Yeah, but he's always interested. That's just it. If there's one person who could pull off a 5-hour show, he could.
No, it's fine. But how could you talk to? If I had to talk to you to 5 hours,
I'd go home.
Exactly. I'd just give you some sucky.
Sucky. Yeah. I had some of that. I tell you, Cody, have you ever had Kraken?
Oh,
I just had a taste of that.
Strong.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Cody, you should really release the Kraken. And then God knows what would happen.
I used it in my cooking last... You give me shit for my cooking video.
Oh, fuck. When I got here today, I'm loading ingredients.
That was an obsession.
Obsessed.
Jamie's cooking today.
Oh, fucking
obsessed.
Oh.
What? I like to eat.
Let's talk about you going on a cooking show.
Wayne
is going to go on a cooking contest show.
P1 would be all for it. He would be, yes, go and do it.
I don't want to see you on television.
I would love to be on TV.
Imagine,
this meal is unacceptable. Well, fuck you then, you cunt. Flip the table over.
And then he goes, are you a man? I thought you were a woman.
I don't get where P1's come up with that. Me becoming a woman.
From that photo. And he's right. You do look like the woman. Now, one thing I've been meaning to talk about for a while. I don't think we've brought this up.
No, I don't think so.
Kevin Smith.
Fat, bearded prick.
Why do they, DC get him to...
I don't, because he's a comic book nerd.
Yeah.
He even named his daughter Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, yeah, and got married at Skywalker Ranch. Yeah. Did you know that?
Fat, bearded fuck.
And he looks a bit like Fry Tuck.
He's a bit like your friend.
Yeah,
Matthew Lucas.
Yeah, a little bit.
Does.
But he's talking about redoing Jaws.
What?
With a moose.
That's kind of cool.
No, it's not.
It's different.
No, it's not. The third and final part of the trilogy he's making now. What fucking trilogy?
Yeah, what trilogy?
Tusk. Kevin Smith's, we're reading now. Kevin Smith's True North trilogy kicked off with Gleeful Insanity, courtesy of Tusk. Is that a good movie?
I heard it's horrible.
That's what I've heard. And it continues with this year's Yoga Hoosers.
What?
Yoga Hoosers. Do you remember when this guy used to make movies people watched?
The no, third not really.
And final part of the trilogy is called Moose Jaws. And it's exactly the movie. It sounds like it is Jaws, but with a killer moose instead of a shark. Do you honestly think this sounds good?
Genius.
Justin Long returns as Tusk. I didn't know he was in it. And he fights Moose Jaws. And this is what he said. I love Jaws, I love Canada, and I combine the two of them.
So that's filmmaking and it's genius.
So the whole thing is beat for beat Jaws up until the third act. In the third act, it becomes Godzilla, Destroyer Monsters, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and ends with Return of the Jedi. It's very magical.
Very unoriginal. Obviously. Come on, original idea, you dickhead.
That's just it. This is.
I hate Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I guess I'm not a fan. Even like every time he talks or something, I'm like, you know, he can be funny.
He owns no clothing but fucking soccer jerseys or bloody baseball tops.
I think the guy can be funny. I think he started off well. I thought
Clerks Look, is a
Clerks,
good movie.
Clerks I like. I know P1, they did it on Throwback Tuesday. And I know he's not a big fan of it.
That's fine.
Clerks, I actually don't mind. After that, I have not seen any of his
stuff. Well, Clerks, when it came out, was an interesting movie. I don't know about great movie, but it came out at a time
because it was very, but at that stage, they weren't doing those.
It wasn't just fanboy shit.
Yeah.
When he got to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I started to tune out.
Yeah.
Because that is just, even for me, and I love Star Wars. It's got Mark Hamill and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But it is purely just, like, there's so many movie references in it that I'm like, well, it's not a spoof. And it's not really a movie. It's just, and then after that, he did that fucking Bruce Willis cop thing. It is the same thing I said with Kevin. What's his name? Peter Jackson and King Kong. Just because you love a movie doesn't mean you should remake it.
Yeah,
like fuck. I mean,
that's the issue with what we said with Ghostbusters and shit like that. Which I don't think he has any love for it. But the remakes themselves, if you're gonna do a remake, it's got to be. It's got to be different and fresh.
The only way I can see this working is that it's so wacky and so stupid that it's... I mean, what's he doing? What, Wrath of Khan?
Yeah, but...
How does a moose fit into Wrath of
Khan? If it's just a moose...
if it's just a Jew. A Jewish moose.
Yeah, that would be a better movie. Jews instead of Jaws. Right there.
Cody swimming around. With his Batman robe?
Cody would make the worst shark all the
time. And you know, it could be his fin, a bottle. He's coming right at us.
No, he's not. He's going the other direction because he's a truck.
You're going to need a bigger bottle.
I mean, imagine. Because it's a moose. Oh, it's going to be hilarious because it's a fucking...
Well, how long is that joke? I mean, that joke in what, last two scenes? Like, maybe.
You could pick a far more weird animal.
I don't know. I think he's lost it. His new movie's supposed to be terrible. New movie's got his daughter in it, is the main actor.
Okay, that's stupid. Yeah.
With Johnny Depp's daughter, and they play like, I don't even know what it's called, but I read a review of it, and they said it was abysmal. It's just really bad. And of course, Kevin Smith responded with the way Kevin Smith always does, you just don't get it.
I'm like, no, we just don't like it.
Like, I mean, when he defends, like, you know the thing about, like, people like Stallone and all that, or even... I'm trying to think of directors who bag their stuff. I'm sure it happens a fair bit.
Well, look, Stallone has been nominated for more and won more Razzie Awards than anyone else. Yeah, that fucking guy's up for an Academy Award.
Michael Caine. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Like, will sit there and say, I made some stinkers.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith does not have that ability. Like, he turns around and he says, like, about that fucking Bruce Willis cop movie. What is it? Cop and a Half or Cop Out or Cop... whatever.
Wasn't that one with the...
Yeah, the kid and Burt Reynolds. Yeah, you just don't get it. I'm like, fuck it. No, dickhead. You're the one with the job. The fucking... To advertise, get this to the audience. Fucking Snyder. Same shit.
Man of Steel. Look at those two. Those two love each other.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is Kevin Smith is in fucking Force Awakens.
Oh, he's one line. Yeah. He has one line. He's making out like he got himself a jersey made, like one of those football things made up with the IMT-820, whatever that stormtrooper is that he plays.
Because all he says is like incoming.
Resistance fighters or something. IMT-8. No one gives a fuck, Kevin. No one. Like, really. JJ,
and
no
Simon Pegg walking around with it. I'm that fat bastard.
I have four portions. I can't wait for this character to appear in episode 8. That's who it should be about.
Yeah, Kevin Smith. Like, Simon Pegg, I think, is a dick, but he really, you could see, loved to be in Star Wars.
Yeah,
and he hasn't made a big deal of it either. It's like he just wanted to be part of that world.
Oh, yeah, I've got my issues with Simon Pegg with it.
Whereas Kevin Smith... Ben Affleck suit, best thing I've ever seen.
This is the real Batman. Oh, this is the real Star Wars. Oh.
Yeah, give us a real script.
And then he turns around and says that, he didn't praise the prequels that much. Motherfucker, I remember when you came and said about how great Phantom Menace was and all that. Don't fucking give me that shit. And then he turns around and he says, I was excited, but for the children.
Gimmick.
Speaking of remakes, I watched the RoboCop
movie. Oh, finally. Yes.
After
a bit late.
Yeah, a bit late.
after fucking how long? Oh, God. When did it come out?
Two years ago?
Yeah. I don't know. Look, it's okay.
It's definitely okay. The worst remake.
No, no. I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and I'm like, look, you, with the remakes, I suppose you go from The Thing, which is the top, down to, for me, Psycho, but there's other ones.
Which is under the ground and into the
depths
of hell. I would
put this in the middle.
Yeah. Well, what's above it?
Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, okay.
The Fly.
Yeah, Fly's one of the
remakes. I suppose Let the Right One In, maybe.
It's weird. Do you get, like, The Departed? Is that a remake or just a reimagining of a...
Whether you call it...
You know, it's always America. We don't like subtitles. We don't like foreigners.
Yeah, so that's a strange one. Yeah. Because I turn around and I go...
Well, Get the Right One In.
I understand both points of view on it.
Yeah.
Which is, well, Martin Scorsese, he remade this for the American audience who have different sensibilities. I get that. But I also get people turning around saying, well, yeah, but it's the same story.
Yeah.
So... I'm a bit more lenient on that because I go, okay, I get both points of view.
But if that's the case, which I've...
Because then you could point out a lot of remakes. The Birdcage is a remake.
No, okay, The Departed won Best Picture, didn't it?
Yes.
Or Best Director, whatever it is.
But no, Best Picture. Yeah, both.
Yeah, did Internal Affairs, but the original?
Yeah, it probably wasn't even nominated.
Exactly, so what's
the Hollywood, difference? I don't even know if they take notice of Chinese films. Or
well, Asian wrong,
films.
Then. What about Best Foreign Film?
But why do you... this is why... People, don't take notice of the Academy Awards. Seriously. Yeah. It's just
racist against the Chinese.
They just rule out
boycott.
People like Jada Pinkett Smith, who should have been nominated for Matrix Revolutions. Why didn't she boycott that?
Well, the movie.
I should have been nominated for that film. Yeah, oh, they obviously have so... Me and Martin... Oh, Martin Scorsese. Me and Lawrence Fishburne should have been nominated. Oh.
Yeah, well, you got
a damn shame.
Your fucking son. I'll tell you, if he ever gets nominated for anything.
Have you heard the story? You've heard that story, haven't you?
Cutting off his penis.
Cutting off his penis to prove that
please
transgender people
do
can
it.
Have it, can be just as spiritual. And every transgender person is that I know is like, I ain't with him. Like you.
Fucking not even close.
Like you. So back to the Robocop thing. You know what my biggest problem with it was? The character of Alex Murphy wasn't as interesting.
He's boring.
I just thought he was stock standard character. And that was a big hurdle for it. The character I thought was good in this, Gary Oldman. The scientist. I thought he was... Yeah, I know, but the character he plays, who generally seems to really care about him, that was a good improvement.
Yeah.
Lewis, no.
Oh, okay.
That was wasted.
Yeah.
I thought Michael Keaton was okay.
Yeah.
I thought the thing with Samuel Jackson, I thought that was as close as they got to the original satire.
It wasn't needed.
But it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
You know, funnily enough, they did everything. The things they did right is they tried to make you care about him. But funnily enough, the more they tried, the less I cared about him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, even then,
in a weird way,
we didn't have a Clarence Boddicker to hate.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie Earl Grey or whatever.
He tried.
He was all right.
He did what material he had.
I thought the wife was a good character, but it was almost there, but not quite.
Yeah.
Like, she was there, and she had a few good scenes and all that, but she didn't really, it felt like at the end of the day, you could have probably not had her. Like, because it just didn't have, like, there was no scene in it for me that could compete with him walking through his home.
God, no!
Like, there was just... And I cared about him much more in the original because he couldn't identify with what was happening to him.
That's what I mean.
In this, he could.
We brought up the fact even when we watched the trailer for him, we did the trailer breakdown.
Yeah, the lack of memory.
Yeah, memories, it takes away half the emotion of the original.
Yeah, because the whole appeal of RoboCop is that he's a guy who doesn't quite understand what's happening to him.
Well,
and the story is him getting his humanity.
Yeah, he loses his entire life.
That's what made the ending of the first one so powerful, the original. And don't get me wrong, like, this had some good moments in it. I liked the whole idea of it being like a manufacturer of technology and all. Like, the warehouse in China or wherever the fuck they were and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. So on the whole, if I were to grade it, it's forgettable for me. It's not a okay. How about this? Non-offensive.
Yeah,
non-offensive. But it
could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse.
They could have just made a sequel.
I think it could have been
done it better.
Yeah, I still would have preferred a good sequel.
Same.
Like, I still would have preferred a good sequel.
Without Peter Weller?
Well, no. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say
it. Yeah, but even... Yeah, like, even if you get the right actor...
Oh, he's aged! I'm like, well, his skin would age.
Yeah, he's supposed to have aged. Like, that's the whole point. I mean, what do you think of the way they did Ed 209? The CG wasn't too bad. Right. The CG wasn't too bad.
Not as good as the original.
I can hear Cody.
That's true.
Talking shit, we're good.
I don't give a fuck. I'll talk shit. At least I'm talking correctly.
Look, it wasn't as creative. Like, oh, that's God. Sure. But it was still...
Ed 209 was like a beast in the original.
Yeah, well, that's treated awesome. Like a beast. Yeah. Yeah, so on the whole, look, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good either.
Like,
it was sort of middle of the ground. The actors tried. I think I think the character of Alex Murphy was more interesting than the original. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the funny enough, the more they tried to make you care about him, it just didn't. Oh, the music! Oh, you didn't stay for the credits, did you?
No,
the theme kicked in for the credits. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, well, where was it? It's weird.
Who
so you have
a shit by the
no, but I'm like, so you have the theme at the very start. Yeah. You have the theme at the very end. You have no theme in the middle for the actual movie.
I hate that shit. What fucking shit okay. when they do that? Okay. So, oh, we're going to play it now. It's like Terminator Salvation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck off. That's what annoyed me with that kind of shit.
And Genesis. Did they have a theme in Genesis?
Oh, God. I
don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to forget.
I've forgotten the whole thing.
All right. Time for me to be a bit more hated because I'm about to lay it down on parents. What's the point of it?
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 What's the point of it? Look, I get shit. Look. Me and Dahlia are talking about having kids this year, possibly, or
maybe.
It depends. I've got
around Rogue Squadron.
No, I'm like looking at it going, well, there's no movies coming out this year that I'm that excited about. No Bond, no Rocky. Star Wars is a couple of years away. Yeah, the real one.
Yeah.
Mostly, we have to distance yourself a bit from X-Men though, and Captain America. That looks all right. but look, people. No one gives a fuck about your baby. I'm sorry to put it that way. No one really gives a fuck. Like, I'm sorry. Scene one, seen them all. No, look. You know what I'm... Look,
every parent thinks their baby's the most
beautiful thing.
Most of them are fucking idiots.
They think that. I was a baby, I remember. Sort of.
The dribbling... Blooded eye looking.
Acting like a drunk person, stumbling around, walking into walls. You'd get arrested if you were doing that in the middle of the street.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. They look like the alien from the very first Star Trek episode. Yeah. The big brain sticking out of there.
Yeah.
They look disgusting.
No, look.
Uneducated.
But
uneducated.
Shit. Straight out of the womb. Shit. You're a disappointment, son. You're uneducated. Now look.
Hey, vomit everywhere.
I'm making it my mission. I've said to Adela not to be one of these typical fucking parents.
Oh, look at my photos.
That idolizes their children. Like, it's not that easy. Guess what? There've been a fucking a lot of these fuckers around. I was one of them once. So were you when you were a man. Or male. Sorry. But what I have to talk about is baby on board signs. People, what gives you the right to dictate what people should be doing around your car?
Now,
like, if there's a baby on board.
Now, you mentioned, when I saw you post this topic, I went, oh, okay, yeah, it's interesting. Driving to work yesterday, behind a cunt, driving 30 km in a 70 zone.
Yeah.
Because he had a fucking baby on board sight.
Yep, baby on board.
Gotta drive slowly so the baby don't wake
up to Adalia. I'm like,
I was gonna pull a Mad Max and just fucking road rage
on it. I brought this up to her. What gives you the right? The outrageousness. The prejudice.
It's the same as those assholes who have the My Family stickers.
Oh, yes! Sorry, you got really... people, do you have that in America?
people putting family stickers on. How many people have you driven behind and you're like, better keep away from him. He's got two children. Now, that isn't to say, I don't like the funny ones.
You know what?
I don't mind the ones, like the ones, this is me making your family.
No, but you know what it is? When you got your family, you got like, oh, the...
I've seen themed ones, like Marvel, I've seen a Star Wars one.
You know what it is? You know what it is, though? People aren't thinking. All these fucking idiots in the world who are worried at pedophiles and shit like that, you're advertising your kids!
Two children!
Come take them!
Come here! They're on board! Then they tell you they're on board with a baby on board sticker!
Thank you!
Yeah!
These parents, oh, there's so many pedophiles.
Two for one?
You've got to be careful. I have a daughter in the car!
That Halloween thing, too. Go next door. Get candy from that guy you don't know. Fuck it out.
But then it's, oh, here's... Politically off.
And then people think I'm like...
you're right.
I'm not going... people, don't get me wrong. Look, I'm not really going up to kids, even with that fucking... Because kids are kids. You know?
They don't know any better. They can't have been fucking retarded.
Yeah, you're exploiting your children. Fucking... And these same parents said, I remember 1990. Parents whinging on. Whinging about that their children went we're going to ban Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because my child went to a sewer. A sewer! So you're going to ban a $1 billion franchise because your child took a trip down a ladder. Fuck off. No, I get...
More about you ban yourself not looking after him.
Yeah!
Watch your little cunts.
Yeah, it's your job to... I'm probably going to regret this.
Because what parents do is...
What? Seriously, many people drive recklessly enough and then they see a baby on board sign?
Better be careful.
Baby on board. Fuck off. No one does that. It's like that scene in Speed. Do you remember that scene in Speed where he goes, shut up, man. I got a wife.
Oh,
and then the guy goes, oh, because you've got a wife, does that mean I deserve to die?
Yeah,
talking. I always love that guy's response. What are you talking about? Nonsense. That's no response. That's a genuine question.
It's true. I don't get why the fuck.
Why would advertise people care? But why do people care?
Like,
because they make it. How many people turn around and go, he's got three children, he's got a dog, he's got a house? I'm like,
I better drive safe.
Yeah. I'm like, and then you're taking people's eyes off the road. You're hazardous. You're bad for health.
And you know what's worse now because of the baby on board things? What are they doing now?
Car parks, pram only.
Oh, yes.
Fuck your family.
Yeah,
it's prejudice.
And everyone keeps saying, "Oh, you? Do you have a kid? No, because I've got legs. I'll walk the fucking way."
Kids. I mean, in all honesty. Our parents didn't think we weren't. We were great little kids.
I was a little bastard.
Horrible. Oh, we were horrible.
I'm still waiting for P1 to grow up.
I got threatened to be taken down to the police station and left there. Serious. Remember that?
I do remember.
And it was all over Return of the Jedi cards. I still remember.
I do remember that.
That's gonna, you know, when I'm a parent, all that shit is gonna come back to bite me. I just know.
Well,
like,
the kid's
gonna want this Star Wars shit, and I'll be like, no, way too expensive. Actually, that's not gonna happen. When do I say that?
Star Wars stuff, no.
$3,000. I'm in. I'm in this. Don't tell your mother. There's gonna be a lot of that. I can already tell. Don't tell your mother. We'll hide it.
There'll be Star Wars shit everywhere. Where'd you get this? Oh, me boy.
But it was him. Blame the kid.
How dare you take my credit card? Whack.
He doesn't have money. It was an intricate, it was an inside job.
It's a trap.
But no, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking, that sounds like I'm going against children. I'm not going against children.
I am.
No, it's not there.
I hate kids. Till they're it's 12 and they can think.
I always love that line out of Indy. You left just when you were getting interesting. Yeah, about some stuff.
Kids aren't interesting.
No, they're not, are they?
Like, and they're selfish. They run up to you and they go, look what I've done, look what I've done, look what I've done. I don't give a shit what you've done. Just because you squiggled some fucking drawings on a bit of paper doesn't make you fucking Pablo Picasso.
I'm so glad Jamie and fucking Nadal are here.
Do I want a young version of me?
No, absolutely not.
You imagine this. You imagine P1 has a daughter, I have a son. Okay. They got together.
I'll be able to
holy
see,
shit.
One day our kids could be listening to this and the kid turns around, that's how you and mum met.
If my kid is ever listening to this, I don't like you. I never will like you.
Yeah, right.
Live with it.
Yeah, let me tell you. When you
ruined my life.
When you become a father, you're going to be the sappiest fucking I've seen what's already become of you since you've been cooking.
Maybe I'm pregnant.
Yeah, cooking and like, oh, I love, like, painting?
Where am I painting? Craig's painting.
Adalia said to me the other day, you know what Adalia said to me? She turned around and she said, at least Wayne's painted for Jamie.
I didn't paint shit.
She's like, you've never painted for me. I'm like, fucking, I have trouble with stick figures.
She's like, right, I'll paint the shit.
I'm like, all right. And then I paint, give it, it's a photo of Darth Vader. I wanted to give a picture of the man I love.
But I haven't painted anything. It was Craig.
Yeah, I know.
He did all the work.
But
I just stood back and went, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I said to Adele. No excuse. No excuse.
Everyone thinks I'm going to be the sappiest. I'm known as the Aussie arsehole, but oh, God, he's soft.
Oh, you've gone soft. I've seen it every time I see him. Jesus. Yeah, that was you holding the cute dog the other day.
That was Jamie's
dog. Oh, yes. Yeah, see. P1's right. Just not the same.
When's P1 ever wrong?
Well, besides Ghostbusters. Wrong about this. All right, should we do it? The top 10 romance films that consider romantic. Have we got any music for this?
La 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 la.
I'll find play another one of those renditions.
Oh, yeah.
We had
Can You Feel Loved and Honest?
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll play one of them. All right, so.
I actually found it hard to find 10. Because I was trying
I heard. Jamie was telling me.
Oh, she was gone.
Jamie was telling me.
She was gone. Berserk.
Yeah, I heard,
because
yeah.
We're sitting down, and she's like, got to get ready for work and stuff. We're going to bed to get ready for work. And she's like, oh, we're going through all this. She's like, oh, have you seen Pretty Woman? No.
Oh, I've seen it.
Have you
it's
seen...
It's not that bad, actually.
I'm a sort of gentleman. No. What have you seen?
Good movies.
Well, we haven't... She did suggest a couple that are on my list, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Someone was like, oh, I never thought about that.
These necessarily aren't movies known for their romance. But
no.
These have romantic... And look, these are films we consider the foundation to be a romantic film.
So you won't see Sex and the City on this list.
Well, we haven't even seen the first one. So
and there is one film...
And you wouldn't see it regardless.
Look, you might have the film on there. I'm not putting it on there. We all know my favourite movie. I'm outlawing it on my list for once.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. We'll get to it.
So do you want to start number 10?
Number 10. This is a movie I haven't thought about for a long time, but I actually
saw it before you were born.
But I actually really like the love story in it.
Yeah.
The Girl Next Door.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fuck, she was hot. Oh, Jesus.
That's
Christ,
what I was thinking about.
She was hot.
What was it?
The advertising on it.
The one from...
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah, from 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know she emailed me by accident? No, I'm serious. I emailed her by accident.
Were you drunk? By accident, my ass.
No, I didn't. I was like, her email leaked? No shit. And I was like, well, this is back then when the movie came out. I was like, nah, it's probably fake. And I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? What are you? She sent me like back the fucking like giant email. It's like, oh, I've been in a few shows and that, you know, show business in my blood and all this. And I'm changing my email. There was a stop stalkers and that. Good luck. I'm not one of them. I'm not. I don't think I've got a chance with you.
No.
But can you send me some photos?
I was going to say she was
fucking Jesus back then. I'd be interested to see P1's like reaction.
I'm sure he would. Maybe he doesn't remember. It's the one where she's a retired porn star. Who moves next door to the hopeless young guy.
Nerd. Yeah.
And eventually, of course, they end up together.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a good
there
romantic
is some
story
sweetness in
that actually does have some funny parts in it, though.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah,
it's a rated R comedy without the oh look dick balls and just obvious jokes. Number 10, Girl Next Door.
Number 10, Die Hard. Now you try telling me that the core of this film is not a romance.
This should go to my number 9, Die Hard.
Really.
It is a love story.
It is. How is it not?
Oh, you know the funny part?
Broken glass. He walks on for his wife.
Yeah.
She was. I wanted to tell her.
I've told her 1,000 times, you know, I love her. I've never said I'm sorry.
That is romance.
It's that, two romances.
That's mushy.
It's between her and him and him and Al. Those are the two romances in it.
And the cab driver.
That's right. What's he know? Wait.
Orville? No.
Orville. Which way but lose.
It's close enough.
Carlisle? Gargoyle?
Carlisle?
It's not Carlisle. It's the guy of bloody fucking spill.
I don't know. It's something like that.
Yeah, you're close.
But yeah, Die Hard is definitely a love story. All the shit he goes through. Yeah. Don't break up.
Funny part is, okay, I asked this at work, like the question, 10 romantic movies. You would not believe the number of people who told me Die Hard.
It is.
I'm serious. I've had a lot of people say Die Hard.
The shit that he does for his wife in that film. And it's about them getting back together.
Yeah, exactly. And then divorce in the fourth film. Yeah.
Tragic.
Or third film. All right. So was that your number
That was
nine?
My number nine. Oh, honestly, yeah.
My number nine. Gross Point Blank.
Oh, never thought about that.
And you know, because I was listening to the soundtrack. I originally had Groundhog Day here. And I think that's a good romance, too. But I'm going to pick, because I want to, because the rest of the films aren't exactly known for their reboot.
Oh, did
but
did
these
you
sort
kill
of are, these, oh, apart from my number one actually is known
I've got
for
a couple that kind of are a mix.
But Gross Point Blank is generally a good film. And it's a good
I haven't
romance.
I've seen it for ages, but yeah, it's a good comedy, action,
it's
but
the last
a romance.
Fucking good thing Dan Aykroyd did, I reckon.
Was he in it?
Yeah, he's the assassin in it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Before he decided, I might open a bottle store.
Before I'm going to sell off my soul.
Remember the soundtrack's really good.
Yeah.
John Cusack and Minnie Driver.
He hasn't done much since then.
John Cusack. Yeah. He was in the hot tub fucking spa machine.
Didn't Con Air after that? Before
it? Before it. Okay. But the story's about an assassin who goes back to school and meets up with the girl he dumped at the prom or whatever, but... And it's about them discovering each other. It's a good movie. Alan Arkin. It's got a good cast.
I can see many movies on this list that ones we haven't seen for ages, but it's a good movie.
No, I've got that on DVD. It's a good film. No, it is generally a good film. So you would go.
Number 8. Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good movie. I think that gets a lot of shit now because it's beaten by 8-Bit Dark Knight.
I know, but he goes through a lot to find this one tart that he loves. He falls into a bucket of shit! that's not romantic.
We do. That was what I said to P1 today. I'm like, I said on the email, I'm like, after I heard that theme, I'm like, P1's, P1, DC are building a pile similar to what Jeff Goldblum saw in Jurassic Park. This is one big pile of shit.
That's so sad but fucking true.
Yeah.
I mean,
what was the movie?
Slumdog Millionaire. If you haven't seen it, it was...
Of course people have seen it.
I don't know if they haven't
seen it. One Best Picture 2009.
Look, some Indian wanker goes on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to find his love.
And then they got together in real life.
Yeah, and then he tells a lot. Then she went and got together with the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. And then she broke up with the Slumdog Millionaire guy.
Good on her.
Yeah.
Because
she's single.
Because he built Chappie.
No, because he worked with M. Night Shyamalan in Last Airbender.
Too, yes.
Yeah. What a career after Slumdog Millionaire gets you Chappie and Last Airbender.
I like Chappie. I don't care.
I haven't seen Chappie. You told P1. You bought me out on Blu-ray.
He was for so serious. Was he?
How dare you have that?
I actually like
removing you from the site. My number 8. I wonder if you have this on the list. The original Terminator.
Yes, I do.
Do you do?
I certainly do. That was up at number 2. That's how high that I rank that romance.
The basis of Terminator. Compare! Compare the romance in this to what? That abomination last year.
To where, like, some major, you know, I've traveled across time for you, Sarah.
She's nude. No, but
you think. That speech, you know, I travelled across the time for you, Sarah, blah, blah, I've always loved you.
Great
speech.
Yeah.
New one. Yeah, pretty hot.
It's basically the romance. Oh, tits are out there in the shadows. Remember that?
Ooh.
The shot in Genesis where...
Yeah, he turned into a lug.
Willow. Ooh.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh. Want to breathe?
Don't be shy. Fuck off.
I think I'd prefer to like that. Look, I don't need to tell you. Everyone's seen the
You
Terminator.
Don't even need to address
it's
the
one
romance.
Of the... greatest movies ever.
Terminator 2, he's even in it and he's dead!
Yeah. the foundation, Sarah and Kyle.
One night together!
Yeah.
One night!
Yeah, Michael B.
Like, he should have...
And the thing is, I believe that love story in one night.
Yeah, as opposed to a whole week. And I'm like, they don't even like each other. They wouldn't even buy a hot dog. Like, that's what I thought.
But it's true. Yeah. The romance in Genesis was ruined, and the first Terminator is essentially a love story.
Yes! For sure. Absolutely. They all say it, so, yeah.
Fuck. Alright, you're good. What was I up to? Oh, my... Yeah, it'd be my number 7, I think.
Yeah.
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 Mad Max, the original.
Yeah.
That motherfucker does everything for his family, gets it taken away, and loses his shit.
There's a lot of heart in that first movie.
There is.
It's limited by...
I'm not saying Mad Max Fury. I'm talking about the very original.
No, I'd hardly call that Fury Road romance movie.
Well, him and Charlie Sheen get come on.
No, I don't think so. The original definitely. The funny part is, you know, the whole because I watched it before the new one, and the DVD tells you the entire story, right, up until like when he goes out to get revenge and all that. But that happened.
It's at the very end when they die.
It's at the very end.
If you haven't seen the Mad Max, would have spoiled it.
So,
too bad.
Really, the DVD gives everything. Yeah. I mean, you can sort of guess that's going to happen. But like, because what else makes him mad?
Slightly miffed. Agitated Max.
No, that's a good one. I know people on the other end. Really?
It's not really romantic.
Of course,
I guarantee you.
These are the movies we consider.
You sit down Valentine's Day and watch that with your missus. They'll be horny as hell.
They'll do that bug-eyed thing, the fucking toe cut it in. You know, that look
when he hisses at the camera. When
oh, yes.
You'd be more like the Knight Rider when you're having sex.
All right, I'm the Knight Rider. Can you see me, son?
All right. Funny enough, I could see someone doing it.
Yeah. I bet you Tony's done
it. Oh, God. What was yours? Your number 7, I think.
Oh, okay.
You did.
Yeah, my number 7. Superman, the original movie.
Fair enough. I wouldn't have that on my list, but that, yeah.
For one scene.
Yeah.
One scene.
Flying around the world.
Yeah, that's it. That's a great scene.
It is.
I think Margot Kidder. Okay. One thing you and I haven't done. Lois Lane. Where would you go in the order?
Terry Hatcher.
Yeah, okay. Who'd be after that?
Terry Hatcher.
I go Terry Hatcher. And not the way they look, but the character.
Yeah.
Terry Hatcher. I still think Kate Beck... What's her
Kate
name?
Kate Bosworth.
Bosworth.
I think she had a very limited story.
I think she was better than
Amy. Oh, she's a better actor than
Amy. No.
Amy Adams is horrible. That's not her fault.
No, the character.
Yeah.
I think Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Because I think Margot Kidder's pretty obnoxious.
Yeah.
But I think there was still... There was still something there between them.
Yeah. But no one's a patch of Terry Hatcher. Not by looks either.
I think Amy Adams, just that character, is just a pain in the ass. But yeah, that scene when they go around the world, there's a great theme. The whole movie is basically he fucking turns the entire planet back, which is ridiculous. Absolutely dumb.
Fucks up. God could have just won the lottery. I'm a winner. Spins the world back. Oh, shit, I'm a poor bastard.
I'm lonely again. So lonely. Yeah, for her, basically. It's very selfish.
Disobeys. He's an old man.
Marlon Brando.
It is forbidden. Fuck you.
It is forbidden that
I
appear in Apocalypse
Now. That is my favorite scene in Superman.
What?
That scene. Just when he's like... Because instead of being like Superman, he's going to destroy the world and shit. It's the one time you see him... completely angry.
Yeah.
He's not going to kill anyone. He's not going to hurt anyone.
No.
But he does something that he knows he's not allowed to do.
That first moment, for me, the best Superman is the first time, mainly from John Williams, the first time he opens it for the first time.
Just because you see that pimp. He's nuts out. Woo!
But it's pretty powerful. Even now, awesome. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Like, so imagine what it was like back then.
My second favorite is when... Superman 2, when Neil before Zod.
And
he crushes his fucking...
That's pretty good. But the first hour of Superman, or whatever, the Krypton scenes...
Superman 1 has...
The first, and on the farm...
That was my that's my favourite scene Superman ever. When his dad dies.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Which you don't get, Snyder! He can't save him! Unlike a tornado.
Nah! Just leave me. He could not save his father.
I could...
No.
Get it right!
You're number 7. Or 6.
I don't know what I'm up to. I think you'll have this on your list. You might not. About some dead guy in pottery.
No, I don't.
Oh, ghost!
Busters!
definitely. I actually thought about putting Ghostbusters on this list.
Yeah, me
just
too.
To stick it up, fucking. But no, I didn't. But Ghost, Demi Moore, and the guy died.
Patrick,
do you know who was going to do this originally?
Who?
Paul Hogan. Not true. This was Paul Hogan.
No,
it was.
No fucking way.
He turned this down.
Thank God.
And made Almost an Angel.
Thank God.
It would have been awesome. Now, what are you talking about?
It would have been a straight-out comedy. I'm sorry. Patrick Swayze.
Instead of the pottery, she's putting a shrimp on the barbie. Puts her arm around.
He would have been far too old.
That's not a vase. It's a vase.
He would have been too old for Demi Moore.
It would have been awesome.
God. And Whoopi Goldberg.
And instead of the...
Paul Hogan. I could see her when she's doing the, you know, when she hears him for the first time and he's there.
What a cock of shit. Yeah.
Who said that?
No, but, Ghost is one of those romantic chick flicks. It has comedy in it. It's got that guy looks like Cody. The guy dies there.
Balkan going up to heaven at the end. Out of the way, don't be pushing. Get the right side of heaven, you pelican.
Fuck that movie. I'm so glad he didn't.
People, that is, look up IMDb. That is true. Paul Hogan was going to be Sam Wheat.
Okay, what's the bet they remake that now? I think they've talked about it. The moment Patrick Swayze died.
There's a musical coming out of it.
That's fine, but a remake?
No, who knows?
Starring Damon Wayans.
That wasn't the only, the remake Point Break, right? They were doing, aren't they doing Roadhouse?
Roadhouse with Ronda Rousey? I've heard
it could
Steel
be very
Dawn.
Well on the cards.
Steel Dawn.
Yeah.
I don't see why.
If they done Dirty Dancing, that'll happen, surely.
Ooh. I think either it has or they're doing it. I got mixed up with that in Footloose. Same shit.
Dirty Dancing's more iconic, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I don't really care about either one.
Was that your...
That was my number six.
You know Azucker directed that? Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost.
What are you talking about? The Bounty Hunter.
Azucker. David Azucker. Well, one of them. Not the one of the Bounty Hunters from Star Wars. I don't think he's a director for Star Wars.
But see him stand on the camera.
No directing.
Oh,
fight. You're going to hate me for this. Number Problem. Six, On a Majesty's Secret Service.
Get
It's a good romance. Oh. Come on, it is. The love story in it.
The movie's horrible. What's another Bond with a better romance? Spy Loved Me.
Yeah.
Compare that shit. Just because that tart becomes his wife and gets shot.
Yeah, but there's still something... That you can tell he genuinely loves her.
I don't care.
But he doesn't love her and fucking Spy Love Me.
Well, he will.
Yeah, after he beds her. Yeah. He fucking does that with everyone. But, no, I think...
I hate that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the love story's the central part of it. Yeah. And it also provides the... what makes Blofeld his archenemy.
Yeah, but still, give him a kilt.
it's dumb, mate. I know. It definitely has fucking stupid moments in it. Yeah. I'm not saying that. But the love story between him and Tracy is well done in that movie.
Tracy, was that her name?
Yeah, Tracy. The gorilla out of Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's a that could have been Melissa McCarthy.
So what's your one?
What are we up to?
No, oh, that was my number six.
Is that your six or seven?
That was my six.
Okay. My number five, then. Fifth Element.
I don't care.
I like that movie, and I like the love story between them two.
Yeah.
Lelou and Corbin Dallas.
I like the love story with Corbin Dallas and Ruby Rod. Corbin!
I think it's a good love story.
Me
essentially,
too.
It's what it is about.
I don't think it's a great movie, but that part of it, I think
it's
good.
Film.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Fun, harmless. Sorry. It's no different. No different to that Guardians and the space thing.
No, yeah, I agree with that.
P11.
I think the depth there's a bit more depth only in Guardians with the mother.
Yeah,
that is it.
But then you can. But on the flip side of that, you got her learning about humanity and war and shit.
I think she's a better female character than Zoe Chandelier or whatever.
I can't even remember her.
So, yeah.
You know? I mean, that's just. I think she's a. I thought she was okay.
Yeah. She needs to get her ass off science fiction.
Well, okay, that's just it. If she's doing Guardians, then fucking Avatar. She's about to start filming Guardians 2. Avatar must be a bit away at the moment.
Yeah, but then again, it's all computer. So.
But, I mean, because how long did it take to do the first one? It took years, didn't it?
Yeah.
To film it and...
Technology is more advanced.
Oh, right, and they're doing three of them. Yeah, once. It took 3 years to do one. What's it going to take to do...
Is she... Who's... Uhura.
That's her. Yeah, Zoe.
It's her as well.
Yeah.
So every single thing, she's in space.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God, which
oh, not, not what was that movie? The Wanted movie? The fucking the Bounty Hunter movie with her in it? What was that?
Oh.
She was in that. What was that called?
Oh, I can't.
It was so forgettable. I forgot it.
Yeah, I know the one.
What was that called again? Fuck, I can't remember.
Some chick.
Yeah. All right. Now Fifth Element.
Fifth Element. I don't care what you say.
Oh, I didn't disagree with you. But I know he is. Number five. You've probably never seen this, but I had to have a Hitchcock movie in here. Notorious. And not Notorious B.I.G. Because every time I was so... It took me years to get this on DVD. Because when I looked up the site I always get DVD from, so I'm like, oh, cool, Notorious. I've got it. Big fucking Notorious B.I.G. I was like, he wasn't in Hitchcock.
Big black guy with a cigar.
Yeah, I'm fucking loving you. Cary Grant, Ingrid Bergman, and this movie has been referenced. If fucking Clone Wars remade it. It's been referenced in so many other movies.
Never heard of it.
Notorious is the story about this drunk woman. Cody's perfect! recruited by the CIA to bed this guy who's in league with the Nazis. And basically she falls... No, she falls in love with...
The bit.
The CIA, one of the CIA guys, played by Cary Grant, and this Nazi guy is kind of actually sympathetic, and he starts to poison her, and it's all about they want her to stay in, even though she's dying and shit, to get the secrets off him, and the CIA guy is in love with her, he's like, but she's fucking dying, and it's all about what happens. It's a good movie. I mean, I'm biased because I love Hitchcock, but
because he didn't do any other romance.
But you will see from this movie, you will see a lot of shit that happened in other films. Like, it's one of those movies. I'd put it in his top 10 for sure.
Over Psycho?
No. as a film, it's very like it's got like say The Evil Mother. Like they've got elements of it you can start to see penetrating a lot of Hitchcock's work. The Evil Mother, the sympathetic villain. The sort of straight guy and stuff. Although I think Cary Grant is a better straight guy in this than the main guy, the Sam in Psycho, who isn't. He's not much of a character. Even his
God.
But no, it's a good romantic film. Forgotten along a lot of. It's not. When you talk about Hitchcock, people always bring up Psycho, The Birds, Rear Window, Vertigo. This one's not really brought up as much, but I think it's really. It deserves to be brought up with those.
I haven't even heard of it.
Notorious. B.I.G.
What was that? Number
five.
Oh, so my number four. This made another one of my lists previously. Lady Hawk.
Oh, yeah. Great soundtrack.
Horrible soundtrack. Horrible fucking... This is a remake that should happen.
Yeah.
It was one of Michelle Pfeiffer's first films.
Isn't it one of the great tragedies of our time?
Oh.
Forget Paris and Paris... Rodger Hauer been wasted all the fucking time. Such a good actor.
He's
a
fucking great actor.
He's a great actor, and he's just not
even
used right.
Batman, they wasted him.
Didn't you get when people talk about Batman Begins, I've got a list of things I don't like about that movie.
You have to bring that up.
And one of that...
Save it before the next Batman super shit.
We were going to do... Weren't we going to bring up Movie Trial? Remember where we put one movie that the other one of us likes? Because we always agree on
I actually think it's a good idea. We should do a movie where you defend at night or vice versa.
Look, I don't hate Batman Begins or whatever, but I mean, there are problems with it. And one of the problems I had with it was Rodger Hauer was wasted. Totally wasted. Like, he's fucking... He says two or three lines and that's it. Like,
did you get the memo?
Yeah, but he's... Don't worry, Bruce. It's going to be here waiting for you.
I've got to play golf.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, he's awesome in Lady Hawk.
But he's always awesome. Like, that's just it. Yeah, like, who can forget the way he was in Blade Runner? I mean, he stole that movie from Harrison.
Literally.
And he's The Hitcher. I haven't even seen that movie, but I hear it so much about.
He's been in Blind Fury.
Nighthawks. Stallone. He's a great villain.
Oh, he's a great villain. In that. I forgot about that.
And all of Paul Verhoeven probably wouldn't have been in the States.
Discovered him, yeah.
But because the first few films he made with Paul Verhoeven were, I've never even seen them, but were just really well known and got the attention of the guys in the States because Rutger Hauer was so good in them. So
he's a fucking great actor.
Just wait, like it's yeah.
I couldn't see him and Michelle Pfeiffer getting together, but still.
Well, back then, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, now he's a bloated old man.
Yeah, I know, but and he's not even in charge of Wayne Enterprises anymore. I haven't seen, what's that Hobo with a Shotgun? I haven't seen that yet.
He's good in that. Yeah. It's really...
It's a Tromo film.
It's meant to be stupid.
Yeah, it's a Tromo
film. But he's cool.
Lady Hawk's a good film. I think Lady Hawk...
If people don't know the story of it, they're a loved couple that are forbidden to be in love.
They're cursed, aren't they?
So they get cursed. So during the day, he's human. She turns into a hawk. By night, he turns into a wolf. She turns back...
That's why you like this fucking movie, don't you?
Wolf! Love wolves! That's a cool. The only issue
is the music.
Music and Matthew Broderick.
You know who? Richard Donner, I believe.
No, I think you're right.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure he did. If he didn't, well, that's two films he's got.
Oh,
on
Matthew
this
Broderick's not bad in that, though.
Oh yeah, because he plays
but he's also like he plays like a con man teenager. Like Ferris Bueller. He's Ferris Bueller
he's
in a fantasy
him.
Movie.
I think he did this before Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Awesome. Lady Hawk number whatever it was,
five.
Four. That was my number four. So you're
all right. My four. You might have heard of this movie. It did, but just you. I don't think it's very well known. It's called Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's a good romance movie.
I have this on my list. Don't you?
I mean, the romance between them, it's the foundation of the movie.
Foundation.
Because the other ones, I think two is...
Willie Scott?
I think two is not dependent on their relationship. Three's dependent on Sean Connery and Harrison together.
It's part of the sun, right?
And four's still waiting to be dependent on somebody. Yeah. Four's dependent on Shia LaBeouf. For
its own. The father son guy.
And that's one of the faults is straight away.
Sadly, but true.
But Indy and her have a really charming relationship. It's going to be known as an action film to the end of fucking time.
Yeah.
But,
oh, I can see it. Yeah,
it's cute. They're definitely cute. They're definitely cute. And I think it's effective. It's charming, and I don't need to say it's a good film. It's fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark. the movie's dependent on those two because you don't have. It's not like number three where you got Marcus and you got Salah and you got other characters around. This is really just those two against the Nazis.
Yeah.
So. It's very, the first one's very dependent on how strong that relationship is.
No, I agree with that. I mean, good film. I never thought about the love story.
Just like yours.
Well, we're up number three.
Yep.
Now, this proves P1 and Cody, as much as I hate this fucking little midget, I've got to put one of his little midgets. Jerry Maguire.
I know Mission Impossible.
No, absolutely not. But Jerry Maguire essentially is a love story.
Yeah, it's a good film, too.
And it's, I reckon, one of his best films.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Well, Cameron Crowe used to make good movies.
Yeah, now he makes just pure shit.
What is he? Aloha. 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 I have no idea. I saw the trailer, and I'm like, I don't care who's directed that.
That shit came up on romance list before Jerry Maguire did. Jerry Maguire is a far better movie. I haven't seen Aloha. I don't really care.
Yeah, but you won't be talking about Aloha in 20 fucking
Show me
years.
The money. Come on.
Yeah. Now, Jerry Maguire's a good film. I mean,
you complete me. All that kind of shit.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, I mean... No, Renee... What's her name? Renee Zellweger? They're a good couple together. They look good.
Kid, little bastard.
He's a weightlifter now.
Yeah, he's a pump little fucker.
Have you seen John Boyega for the episode 8? How pumped he... Fuck, he looks pumped. Jerry Maguire's a great
I've really got nothing to say about it. I mean, because Tom Cruise, I hate Tom Cruise. I actually like
Poster movies. Just had his big grin.
Yeah, it's an egotistical wanker.
He makes hundreds of millions.
Yep.
I almost think he'd make a better Batman. No, I don't.
No!
I tell you what, though. He might make a better Batman movie. Maybe.
No.
Over Zack Snyder?
Yeah.
I don't, maybe he's not Ben
director.
Affleck.
He's never directed.
No, but a producer. He's definitely, look, whether he's definitely responsible for the stories.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My number three is a movie you haven't seen. And it's a movie about the love between Scarlett Johansson and someone else, but not kind of in the traditional sense, her.
I knew it was beautiful.
Yeah, because, another, look, Scarlett Johansson, even as a voice, is fuckable. That says something.
That's the one with a robot.
It's AI, but yeah. It's just the voice. It's, yeah. And he falls in love with his voice, and it's like, it's, somehow they pulled this movie off. I don't know how. But it's,
but he's pulling something else off because he got
yeah,
a fucking
but
robot.
But even like they even have a sex scene between them. No shit, it works. I thought it's a good film. I mean, there were a lot of people gunning for it to win Best Picture or whatever. I don't know about
who
that.
Is the main actor.
It's Joaquin Phoenix, yeah, with a mustache. You got to mention that he's with a mustache. Somehow it doesn't work as well if it's just say he's got a mustache. But the. It's a good film. What was I going to say?
Who
was
oh, I don't know.
All right. I mean, it's just essentially a sci-fi, yeah. film, and it's the movie focuses on fucking. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix must be damn good in it to keep the entire movie going by himself, pretty much. And it does. You know, it's not boring. It's not one of these romantic films that feels fucking pretentious or anything.
Pretentious.
What? And it works. I recommend it.
I actually do want to watch it.
It's good. I mean, it's not...
I've just been too busy.
You know how... You see a lot of Academy... Like Sicario was a good film and all that. But, you know, I'm not going to rush out and buy that.
Oh, fuck. No.
Like, but this, I do want to buy it.
Yeah.
So...
I bet it's good. So, yeah. That was your number three?
Yep.
Well, my number two was Terminator. So there's no point talking about it.
What happens in that? But why have you got it number two?
Because it's a great love story. Guy travels back in time. Because he wanted to fuck a photo.
And you know the other thing that was shit when I was watching? Cause I was
it's
watching
not even a good photo of it.
When I was watching a review of it, of Genesis, and somebody, when they recreated the photo, was it
wrong?
Amelia Clark's like,
yeah.
In the photo, she, it was like bloody fucking Charlton Heston falling in love with, no, Linda Harrison in Planet of the Apes. Well, there you are. There's another love story we could have had.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of back, you know, where I was from. There was lots of lovemaking. Oh, yes! Oh, and you and Jamie watched that the other day, didn't you?
No, we watched Rise and Dawn.
Have she seen the first one?
Maybe years ago, but yeah.
We'll get to them. Yeah, I was going to say. My number two. Da, 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 da,
yeah,
da, da,
I can't put that on my list.
I think it's one of the greatest love stories
ever. It would be my number one.
But... it's never going to be known for that, but it's a
shame.
It's
a love story.
Because the first one is a love story. I mean, people will always say it's an action
one.
Film.
Why isn't this your number one, then?
I don't know. I think...
Ross movie ever was.
I think it's funny how, like, Burt Young said it, but people... Yeah, see, that's how like Burt Young said
it. Pretty much. Like on his commentary, when he talked about Burgess Meredith, he did a somersault.
He's always talking about beer.
Yeah, he's always talking about drinking.
Burgess Meredith, he did a somersault over a can of drink.
Didn't spill
the greatest.
Drop.
He didn't yeah. Goddamn bastard, didn't spill one single drop. Cody, that's the future you've been looking.
Mind you, while they're talking about an important scene, he's talking about someone drinking.
Most amazing thing I've ever seen. I love that man.
Do you remember when he said...
I love that man. He turned around. What did he say? He said, people thought of it. It was going to be a fight picture. I know the truth. I know it now. It's really a love story.
No shit. Even Stallone said it was a love story.
Yeah, but he said that people always dismiss it as that because of the action. But when it's funny. How many times have you heard when girls watching that? Oh, there wasn't much action in it.
Of course there's not. Rocky 1 is essentially a story about it.
The first two.
Why do I need
the first two a love story?
Well, Sloan even said one and two are one film, essentially, because it literally two takes off straight after one.
It's weird.
So it's essentially one film.
One and two are sort of together.
Two and three, three and four.
Three and four are together.
Yep.
Six and then Christian sort of.
Yeah, and five's just gone.
And five's doing a wave from the other side of the room,
which I like five.
Me too. But I mean,
yeah.
So that's my two.
Number one. I do have a tie, but I'm not going to mention one of the other ones. But my number one, because this... There was another one I wouldn't put on the list, because it's just too obvious for me. But number one, this man gave his life for this movie. Come on, how can you not
it's not
it?
Enter the Dragon.
No! Close! His son died tragically in a movie!
The Dark Knight. I thought the Dark Knight love story was
shut
really
up!
Good.
Corey Coleman and Tommy McGrew disrespected this film! It's a central love story, The Crow, Brandon Lee!
Wicked Prayer. If you had Wicked Prayer as number one,
absolutely. The Crow.
Absolutely. I can see P1 with the, fuck that boss. Fuck him.
P1 would be like, absolutely. He would agree, that is the greatest love story ever made. Ever. There's no... I'm not even needed. Why remake this shit? Why?
It's being done, too, isn't it? It's
it confirmed. Can't be done.
No, it's Chad had it on his net.
I don't care what
on
Chad...
his net. Chad on it because Chad owns the internet. Maybe that's why he's dying. Someone's put a, something in his
even
trick.
Chad, I don't think, liked it that much. He's got issues.
I wouldn't. Chad doesn't like a lot.
Crow is it is one of the greatest comic book movies of all time.
No, I agree
with
that. One
of the best films of all time.
I agree with that.
One of the best love stories. The guy comes back from the dead, for God's sake.
Brandon Lee didn't exactly die.
He died making it
deliberately to make this movie.
I think he did. I think he knew.
Sacrifice himself to give us a franchise of one good film. Shitty TV series.
But one good film it was.
Three sequels that got... Oh, the third one's okay, I suppose.
Third one's, yeah.
But the other two are absolutely dismal.
Wicked Prayer is one of the worst.
I can't remember it. We should watch it one time and do it all day.
Gets resurrected out of a fridge!
I know.
Abysmal.
What was he doing in the fridge?
They put his body in there or some shit.
What?
I don't know.
Get it in a fridge.
I don't care. I don't care.
What were they going to eat?
Oh, no, the fridge is in the river.
You see, you failed to mention this. I thought it was just the fridge was like in the corner.
Yeah, it's like some old fridge in some junkyard.
All right.
They put him in a river with it.
Really?
Yeah, it's but Brandon Lee, Eric Draven, Shelley Webster, best romance ever.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't need to say anymore. What? Kevin Sen, it's your problem.
What about The Crow 2?
That's between him and his little son. His son was a fuckwit.
The Crow 3 is about...
It's a love story.
But that's about mainly Kristen... What's her name? The chick out of...
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
And her sister, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her sister gets killed and she was engaged to the gay guy from Cruel Intentions. Actually, wasn't...
What's that in?
He was the nemesis in Resident Evil. There you go.
It's a... Right. It's the Crow... In the Crow Wicked Prayer...
That does not even count.
Is that a love story?
Yeah.
About a fridge?
It's an abysmal abomination.
My number one is a movie I'm surprised isn't on your list.
It would have been on my list, I'll bet you it's the one I'm thinking.
I gotta go with it, even though it is a very traditional romance.
Yeah, yep. Yep. I would agree with you.
It's a movie called The Last Starfighter. No. It's a movie called the Disney version of Beauty and the Beast.
Bella Bolante, whatever its fucking French name is.
The right Bell. The good Bell.
It was the good Bell. I can't remember what this French name is. Some French Beauty. Wanker wrote.
What? Is it a French guy wrote it?
Of course it is.
I didn't
Bell.
Know.
What do you mean the name Bell?
I thought from
Lumiere.
I thought it was...
Hey, good Australian name, that is.
I thought it was Jamaican.
Gaston. I think these names come
I off. Thought they were all
New York
and Mexican or something.
Because it's French.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
They even say France somewhere.
Yeah, they do. After all, this is France. You sure it's French?
Don't.
Oh, then the other thing. You know what I've got at Dahlia for Valentine's?
I don't know, but...
I bought it. You know what she's wanted? This connects to this movie.
Lumiere.
No, she wanted The West Wing on DVD. Yeah, all of it. So first thing I said to her, well, you shouldn't have wanted The West Wing. She said, what?
You can watch anything, but not The West Wing. Forbidden.
yeah, that's right. she drops one of the DVDs. Do you realise what you could have done? I'm not staying in this relationship. I can't stay here one single minute. And her dad's like, no, wait.
If you lived in a castle, though.
Her father's, their place is...
A castle.
It's pretty close.
An enchanted castle. Clocks and dishes run around everywhere.
It's a very big house. It's like a nice version of the photo you put on of Hogwarts. Do you remember that?
What?
That you thought was going to be Wayne Manor?
Batman, Wayne Manor!
Yeah, a nice version of that.
What?
Yeah, it's a nice version of that.
Beauty and the Beast. Disney's best film.
The only thing I've got against it...
No,
it's a great film. Like, seriously. Yeah. People are going to be stunned. That's a movie for girls.
No, it's not.
I'm like, it's
Beast.
I don't care.
It's Gaston Beast. Is P1 to
It's a bit too
arrogant.
He hunts ducks.
You're really good, Gaston.
I know.
That's P1.
Mixed in with a bit of curry.
You imagine?
And every inch of me is covered with hair.
And if the Beast was Corey, of course P1 would hunt him down at the end. The podcast award is mine. No, I love Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. The only thing unbelievable is that he gets stabbed and still
It wouldn't make sense though when P1 goes roughly the size of a punch. I'm like, you're not that tall, man.
But come on, you could see him proposing, walking in, putting his feet up, going crazy,
crazy old Z.
Always good for a laugh.
Just put Z in a mental home.
Oh, come my. Man, this is evil.
I love it.
Now, you don't think that that would be P1. Of course he'd be Gaston. They're identical.
I can see about the award. No, don't give it to me. I'll do anything. Anything.
We're just having a knock at the door. Push the door open. Yeah. Speaking of weird French people,
that's the chef in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
we always used to joke that the chef in Beauty and the Beast was
just gone to waste.
All of this food gone to waste. He comes to the kitchen.
He did do that once. He burnt down the house in Glowwood.
But the one thing, you fucking interrupted me. The one thing I don't like in Beauty and the Beast is the way Angela Lansbury, during the classic dance scene in Beauty and the Beast, tails old as time! I'm like, calm down, woman! You know the bit I'm talking about. Yeah, I know, she's singing. And she does it well, you know.
She's quiet.
Yeah, she's quiet. She starts that. Taylor's always time. Until leads up. And then finally she just lets loose. Taylor's always time! Song is always rhyme! I'm like, quiet, I'm trying to watch! She does! You know she does!
I just went for Belle and the Beast. What the fuck are you doing?
Quiet!
Can you imagine?
That's why they walk outside! On the balcony. We've got to get away from this. Turn the lights out. She's fucked everything up.
Talking pot.
Shh. That's why Cogs went, shh.
He does too.
Trying to get everyone to shut up.
Thought Bakes wanted the chip go to sleep. Son.
Is that her son?
Yeah.
How? She's an old bag. And how is he that age?
I don't know.
Like when she was a teapot. She gave birth to a...
No, because he must have been a baby.
Yeah.
Because I think the Beast has been... I think it's... He was like 16 when he gets turned. And he's about 21, roughly.
Yeah.
Roughly about that in the movie. So you assume that 4 or 5 years have passed. I can't believe I'm actually analysing this shit.
It's a movie.
Put it right.
It's a movie where a candle tries to have stick with a broom. Keep that in mind.
All right, but done so well.
And it is my number one romantic movie.
It is. But the one thing I never said is, they don't believe anything about the Beast. He's got my daughter locked in a dungeon. All you needed to do. What's her father's name?
Maurice.
All you need to do is show him that fucking spider carriage that walked you all the way home. So what do you call that then?
Magic.
No.
Crazy old Maurice.
oh, he must have designed. They would have said he built it. Because he's a crazy old inventor.
Okay, whatever.
Crazy old inventor.
Or three twins that want to have sex with P1.
Crazy old inventor that looks like Stan Lee put on weight.
He does.
He always reminds me of Taggart.
What?
Taggart.
Oh,
a little bit, yeah. Taggart.
It's just like...
Beverly Hills Cop.
Says to Bell.
You're a police officer, for Christ's sake!
Oh.
No! And Eddie Murphy puts bananas in the horse's ass. All right, we're going to stop because we're going to... So that's the end of it. We'll leave you with one of these
beautiful
renditions.
But have a happy
Valentine's. Try, if you got a date, or if you're going to go out on a date, or
don't listen to the show.
No, don't do that, and don't do what I did with Adalia the first.
Oh, please do.
Don't ask Sasaki.
I was old as time.
I should have done that on our first date, Adalia. One day they're going to be, you know, they're going to sing about us. Oh, what will they sing? Tale as old as time! That would have worked wonders. Oh, cut to credits.